Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Monday start the week show, and already debates are breaking out over the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremonies, which were aired Saturday night on HBO. But there's plenty more out there. The entire summer schedule was in the paper today. Did anybody look at it? Bentley and I were just gandering at it.
I just saw some of the highlights. No. I thought most of them we had heard about. But
yeah, pretty much. I mean,
it's kind of weird to see them all lined up.
Yeah, it's a lot of information.
Are you going to any already? Do you
yeah.
have any?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking I want to go to Todd Rundgren next week.
In two weeks.
The toddler. With Utopia, though. Why does he have to be with Utopia? Because does that mean he won't play Todd Rundgren songs like I Saw the Light?
He probably still will, don't you think?
I don't know. I'm concerned already. I'm going to have Riley investigate. I'm turning my brain off and letting Riley investigate the set list.
He'll take on that job. No questions asked.
He will. No, I don't even have to ask him, really. Assuming he's a Todd Rundgren fan. Which, by the way, I'm still befuddled as to Todd Rundgren not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Cars thanked him last night. I think he produced, I'm not sure if he produced a couple Cars records or one or something. I don't know.
He produced a lot of records, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Aerosmith. That XTC documentary.
Oh, okay.
He talked about how he produced the album that really got them over, sort of kept their record, well, kept their deal alive, kept them alive. And God was part of that, and he said, that's got to be a key song. That's the best song on the album. It should be the single.
Was that his daughter singing on it, or son? I believe it's a daughter, but in the video it's a boy.
Yes.
But it is a girl singing.
Maybe a friend of his daughter? Or maybe
might
his
be right.
daughter.
There's, yeah. a, there's someone in
that
there.
That was in the documentary. And they said, it's kind of...
Seven.
She was eight. It's kind of controversial because the label had already said, no. Yeah, America, no way. And Todd said, yes, it's got to be the A-side. You know, and they've capitulated, and he was very pissed about it.
It's really the only song I know by them, and I love it.
It's a great song. They've got a lot of good. Did you see the documentary?
No, I didn't.
Really good.
I didn't.
Showtime. On demand. Did anybody see it besides me?
Negative.
Nope. You'd like XTC.
Forgot to cancel my 7-day free trial of Showtime.
Oh, you got to keep it. Just keep it now.
Yeah, well, it's too late. I got to keep it for the whole month.
Absolutely.
I had to finish the end of Homeland, so.
Oh, wasn't that great?
You watched it?
Homeland?
Yeah, I thought you were watching that.
No, I caught up.
Okay, good.
I said, see you, Julie. I'm not waiting for anymore, and I watched the last two episodes. This is probably news to her, too, when she hears it.
Uh-oh. In a month.
The worst half hour of television ever.
It's an hour.
What, does she listen behind, too?
It depends. I mean, it doesn't really matter to
her. Does she usually catch up, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. What? The Alex Jones-ish character?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a little
funny.
Over the top.
They kind of left it behind, too, yeah. but it, I
but
don't
it
know.
Started everything.
It was funny. Yeah.
Yeah!
It's amazing that show, Homeland, can still come up with new plots.
And how often that shit happens, and then whatever happens in that show happens in the real world within the next 6 months.
I saw a story about James Comey. He does not watch that show because it's too close to home. There's another show, too, he doesn't want to watch because it's like watching work.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, The Americans. He won't watch The Americans. I'm like, it's not 1983 anymore. What are you talking about, Comey?
This is great.
So, you know, I think I talked to you, Drew, what show he loves, James Comey.
What's he love?
This Is Us.
Oh,
huge fan of.
So he and Maz can.
He and Maz can.
And get a room together.
And cuddle on the couch.
Maz won. Maz, I think, did he get the trifecta in the Kentucky Derby? He won something.
I have no idea who he chose.
I'm not sure what it was. I know the good magic horse didn't win. That was his prediction.
Well,
you could
get hit with thanks for listening to the podcast, but this doesn't count.
No one
gives a shit about that.
So. He bet on horses that he did not predict. I don't understand. It's like he's trying to throw the audience off.
He just predicts every single horse is going to win, and then he's always right.
I don't know. I thought he won something, but it sounds like he bets 50 cents on everything. So even if he gets a trifecta, he gets like $6.
When we had him on, I looked at the list of horses and I just went, oh, I like Audible. And he came in third. So
he could have. Oh, he did?
Yeah, I bet him to show and you would have won. It was really kind of a boring race, I thought.
I didn't even watch it, honestly. Really? Yeah, and I was visiting my mom at Fox Run, and even these people who barely know their names were watching the Kentucky Derby, getting ready to.
Yeah.
And I still wasn't interested.
We were at a friend's house and the TV just happened to be on it. I'm like, oh, the Derby's starting. and it was a wire-to-wire finish and boring.
It's 90 seconds. I'm just not going to orient my day to land on that 90 seconds somewhere. I don't care. It's...
You have the coverage from 2:30 to 7 p.m.
So great.
Toast a dozen on the inside. Question jet. Who farted? Who farted on the outside? It's close. Who farted in the winner's circle?
Who farted?
Same number as Justify, right? Was number? Oh, it might be nine.
Oh well.
I'm bummed I even know
would
that.
You look at this. What is this? A pony?
So I forgot. What was I talking about before? Homeland.
Showtime.
Oh, the Showtime. Yeah, the documentary being on Showtime. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You were about to do the sponsorships.
Yeah.
No, you were. It was in your hand.
No, there was something about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or I'm just... Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm trying to figure out... Jim and I were to also... Jim and I, we have pregame conference kind of like me
and
Mavs.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's too bad Mark can't get involved in these relationships.
It's okay. I like to go in fresh.
There's something to be said for that. I don't understand Detroit radio, because it just seems like New Wave gets screwed. Like XTC. Nobody played XTC.
Nope.
Nobody played any of the good new wave. That documentary on the Long Island station. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I loved it. Loved it.
Everybody I know loved it, and yet we never played any of that music here. No one.
I wish that documentary is more on the new wave as opposed to the radio station, though.
Yeah, well, really.
Yeah.
I thought you would have dug the radio station part.
Yeah.
No, it's work.
I'd rather know more about the
yeah. He's like Comey.
Like Comey.
He doesn't want to watch it. It's work. No, but there was a show. Oh, what was it? Time Warp, I said. 89X used to have it.
Yeah.
They played songs like that, and I don't believe it's on anymore. But that
it's
was the
strange.
Only time you'd hear it, like in a four-hour period on a Sunday morning. That's
well,
it.
Well, what will WRIF, WCSX, they will always play what? Blue Oyster Cult.
Aerosmith, AC/DC,
Van Halen,
Motley Crue.
But think of the bands they played just a couple tracks of. I mean, that you hear over and over and over for years and years and years. And there's all this. Oh, whatever.
You know, on Cumulus, I don't know. They don't have an alternative station in this market, but they do a show called Alt Backspace, which does a lot of those. A lot of those older alternative.
Well,
songs.
No, I hear them in other markets, and I know other people and. You know, people go to see these bands. You know, like, I'm trying to think who is it that comes through all the time? The English Beat.
Yeah.
Who, you know, Save It For Later and Mirror in the Bathroom and songs that got MTV play and everybody knows them. It's a draw every time they come. They keep coming. The Psychedelic Furs are another one. No, does anyone play Psychedelic Furs in this town?
Nope. Not that I know of.
They never did, though. Did they? Or maybe they played.
No, the only time I remember it is hearing it on your show when I worked there. You talked about Pretty in Pink and the two different versions.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink. Why wouldn't so? I don't know. Isn't that a rockin' tune?
I guess not rockin' enough.
I guess not. Oh well. Well, Zot Ford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly, evidenced by Maz's bitching and moaning. I don't know if it's over though. I think it just had 7 inches on Friday over there. Now that we believe it's over, hopefully they've cleared the cars, if not tomorrow morning. Spring has sprung. They have lots of vehicles to get back on track. Maz, Steve typed Mags. I mix up Mags and Maz all the time.
That was genius of him, because he knew you would say Maz.
Maz won't be the only one doing... No, it's not a misprint. Mags won't be the only one doing two-a-days now that the warm sun is shining bright. Hey, how about that? Mags getting credit for his hard work. We need to get Maz doing two-a-days as well. Two deliveries a day, that is. To get this party started, Zot Ford is a sign-and-drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes. Lease an all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month. Zero cash due. How about we drop the price on select new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s? Almost $13,000. That's over 30% off. Guys, your wife's run to Target when blue jeans are on sale for 20% off. Well, we're talking over 30% off brand new F-150s. See the scalding deals. Scalding! And massive inventory. You might get burned if you touch. If you go near these deals, you might get burned. And massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
It's my dream truck, man. It's just that's why I like.
Dr. Roche is continuing the 6 Zorona treatments with breast augmentation. It's a great deal for the spring. Also, bring a friend. 9 Zorona treatments. Actually, that's the It's the dance mix Zorana treatment. 9 free treatments if you bring a friend who pays for their 9. So your friend gets stuck with a bill, and you get it for free.
And what? You could split it with a friend. You could split it.
Do they check up on this friend, or can you just make a fake name and come up with a mustache and just get, you know, all of them?
God, that's a great point.
Why you get 18 you of them?
Why couldn't you just pay for yours? I guess they want the friend.
Pretend you have a friend.
They want the schlub, because the schlub might bring them additional business.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
they want the designated loser to pay for their nice
treatments. I'm not your friend, buddy!
They figure if you come in for 9 free treatments, you might come back for something and pay for it. Maybe even Skin Tight. $250 off on Skin Tight treatments. And, of course, they treat all those areas that people hate, like their triceps. Why are triceps such a problem for chicks?
I don't know. They always talk
about
that. You
got to do more dips.
I guess so.
Check out these traps.
So anyway, they are busy. They've extended the 6 Zorana treatments with breast augmentation. That's a great deal for the spring. They did that all through April, and then they said, nope, you can book in the first 2 weeks in May, too. So you might want to jump on that now. All of it from Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or DROCHE. And, okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mark was saying it was a little boring.
A little light. No, it was
a little light. You know what
it
hurt?
Was boring, but I just.
Well, let's just start with the Cars. Without Ben Orr.
Yeah.
Hearing Rick Ocasek sing Good Times Roll.
Yeah, it was weird.
It sounded weird.
Did you notice he had a teleprompter?
Yeah. He's 74.
I know. It's just kind of sad.
By the way, I think.
They haven't played together in 7 years.
Did you see how excited Paulina Porsco was acting like? Yeah. I'm with the rock star.
Hey.
And then she dumps him, a month later?
A week.
Their bicycles aren't running in sequence or something? That stupid comment is like, you know what? I think she just lost half of any men who were interested in her when they read that. It's so dumb.
Who's the keyboard player for them?
Greg Hawkes?
Yeah, I think he secretly wants to be Paul Schaefer.
Drives me all nuts.
He looked like Paul Schaefer wearing a ponytail wig. It's like the same height, same glasses, and he was doing the same mannerisms while playing.
The long ponytail is such a bad idea.
Well, unless you're that age, it looks great.
I wasn't too
into it. Your hair's totally white.
But, no, his wasn't white. The drummer was white, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the drummer with the white beard. And
I think he was blonde.
Robinson. Elliot Easton was badass playing that left-handed lead.
Yeah.
But it just sounded, I remember seeing the Cars, too, and they were, there was a lot of sound there. And it just, I don't know, maybe it was the arena, because the Moody Blues sounded a little empty, a little, just not full enough. They had 2 drummers, too.
That was Weezer's bass player, by the way, with
I know.
The Cars. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dire Straits, they just fucked them.
Yeah.
Just completely fucked them because they couldn't get Mark Knopfler to come. So they said, well, we're not going to have anybody introduce you. Screw
Stupid.
You. Just go up there and have the 3 idiots say something. Better not be more than 30 seconds. I mean, was that not the lamest thing?
It was dumb. It was pointless. I sped right through it. I sped through most of the speeches.
Get back over here.
I sped through, don't accuse me of being racist, but I sped through Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I don't know, Thorpe, whatever her name is. And
the performance was good by the Alabama Shakes girl.
Yeah,
I like
she's
her.
Good.
What I heard, I was.
It's okay. It's bluesy.
It's it's a rock hall of fame, though. And look at all the people who are being left out, and they're putting. It feels like political correctness has hit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, it already had years ago.
Yeah, but Dylan liked her, and Elvis loved her.
The Beatles
liked her.
A lot of people like other people, too.
Sure. I think Nina Simone was the big surprise.
Well,
I still don't get that one.
I sped
at least that too. At least Sister Rosetta Tharpe plays blues and rock.
What is Nina Simone other than feeling good? I know she has big songs, but it's not like rock or anything.
No, it's not rock.
She loves herself. You got to watch the preview video.
So she sang this song.
Auction. Well, she's dead. Oh. So
then why put her in? Why? Whose PC world did that help?
Who sang her?
I don't know who sang the first couple songs.
It's not important. Nobody cares. Trust me. Nobody cares.
Lauryn Hill.
Maybe one person cares. Okay, Radio for One.
Put on Muse's
Jim
version
cares.
Of this. I care about it because Muse did this. I knew this was their song before Nina Simone.
I care
about it because it's in a bunch of commercials.
The great pre-show debate we had was over Ann Wilson singing with Jerry Cantrell, Black Hole Sun, which I kind of liked. I don't know. I know it's a little weird having a guitar player and a singer and nothing else, but I didn't mind it because I felt like if they did a full band, it's not going to stack up to Soundgarden. I feel like they had to do something kind of interesting. I thought she looked thinner when she came out at first at the beginning of the night. I feel like she filled up at the buffet table between this.
She carb-loaded for her singing.
She looked bigger here, didn't she?
I didn't see her before.
All right, Jim and Brandon can decide the argument. I thought this was pretty good, actually. I mean, I don't want to go overboard. It's not like I loved it, but...
I think I'd rather hear Jerry sing it.
And there's something about this song, too. It's a great song, but I've heard it so many times that...
I concur. But I still love the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
It is weird hearing it with just the guitar. It's not nearly what the song should be, in my opinion.
But Nancy couldn't play guitar? That's cool that what's Cantrell's playing it, but...
They could have put together an all-star band to play it with Seattle people, you know? That'd be kind of cool. Times are gone for honest men. I think some faraway shots of Ann Wilson would have been better. She's really big. She is. God, she's big.
I'll say this. I now know some of the lyrics of this song that I never knew before.
Brandon, I swear to God, I said the same thing last night.
I like it so far. It's different.
And it definitely sounds better than the YouTube version that we saw that was just ripped from an audience member. I didn't like that one that we caught a couple weeks ago, but this one's much better, obviously, because of the quality.
Meh, you guys can have it.
No, I mean, ultimately,
I'll take it.
I would rather have a full band.
I didn't like this part.
Kim.
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Huh?
Come? Oh, enough out of you. We're trying to ruin it.
Yeah, enough out of you, Nancy.
Jerry looks old.
Black old sun. Huh?
I think the guitar sounds great.
I thought so too. I like that.
Yeah.
I was digging Jerry.
I give it a B so far. I'd say I give it a B. It's not my favorite, but I don't hate it like Mark did.
I hate it.
No, you hated it.
Well, I'm starting to hate it now.
I'm still bummed. Is Nancy Wilson still cute? I always thought she was hot. You know, I thought she was.
Yeah, I think she's still pretty. Although Cameron Crowe dumped her.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so the hotness may have been,
he wasn't married to her?
Receding. No, he's married to Nancy, Cameron Crowe.
Really? I thought he was married to her.
No.
No.
And?
He went for the thinner sister.
You didn't know. Hey.
Cameron Crowe's married to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I always thought it was this one.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Well, no, I was confused because I thought that's one.
Yeah, Jim thought so. Thanks for listening to something, Jim. I don't know what.
Just always thought it was the bigger one. Gross.
All right. We know you don't like it.
What? That's not me.
Just turn it off. We've had enough of this.
Oh, it's good.
Play.
I thought it was pretty good.
Boo Monday.
I like the Heart Girls, I have to say. They're ballsy chicks. I mean, can you imagine being a chick in rock and roll in 1973?
No.
How hard that was?
I like Heart. I have no problem with Heart.
Yeah, no, I think Heart's great.
They're big Led Zeppelin fans.
Mm-hmm.
Big Beatle fans, too.
They did a Led Zeppelin song on the single soundtrack, right?
Yeah, they did. Battle of Evermore, maybe?
Oh,
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Song.
What's this?
This is the other tribute they did to Cornell on the show. This is the one Cantrell sang.
Asshole son? This is good.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get hit with it.
What?
This is the original version, actually. It was going to be Asshole.
Counting
sheep. This is on Soundgarden Anthology.
Was it Battle of Evermore the only time they had another singer with them?
I'm not sure.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Daddy.
Mark, what did you think of Bon Jovi's speech, John's?
I sped through it.
You did, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did anybody watch it besides me?
Nope.
Why didn't you watch it? Just because you didn't care?
I lost my HBO.
I saw a little bit
of
it.
You watched Nina Simone's speech?
No. I watched the tape, the pre-tape. She's dead still.
You watched Rosetta, whatever her name
she's
is?
She's dead too. She's been dead for a long time.
Whose speech did you watch that led up to those? You watched those speeches and you didn't watch Bon Jovi.
I saw Rick Ocasek. No, I watched all the video setups on the bands.
Right. Guy that Rick.
I mean, when they accepted.
The acceptance speech, I watched Rick Ocasek's, or Kasich. And then I saw part of Bon Jovi's where he was talking about working at the power station and doing hand claps on Little Steven's album. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really care to hear their speeches.
Some of them are good.
I watched Stern's induction of him. I thought that was
Stern's
great.
Stern's speech was the best speech of the night.
By far.
He loves singing.
Wait,
by
that's
the way.
Not Andrea Constan? I thought it was up there for a second.
And I'm surprised she wasn't on there.
And had a threesome. That's how it all began. Thank you. You know, I know exactly.
See Bob
what
Kraft
you're
right in the front table there.
Yeah.
Like I thought it looked like him. That's funny.
Did you see the ABC News guy?
Howard Stern is in Chris Connolly.
Yeah.
The old MTV guy. Yeah.
Howard was great. Bon Jovi's speech was way too long.
That's why I sped through it.
He went through their entire history and. The other guys in the band told anecdotes, you know, like carrying their bowling balls on the first tour and having to drop them off because they didn't have room, which, you know, they were very funny. They were heartfelt. Bon Jovi it was like he wanted to thank all the right people and took him forever. It was just, I don't know, I didn't think it was a very good speech. Not that I was expecting anything great out of him. Richie Sambora looked really happy, which is kind of weird since he dumped the band 5 years ago in the middle of a tour. And I don't know. He just
reminded him of the good old days.
Yeah. And you know, maybe he's in a better place now. I haven't heard anything about him wanting to be back with the band. So maybe it was just, you know,
this part was funny.
Nostalgic. Yes, yeah, it was a great speech.
Now the bubonic plague only killed 50 million people. The atom bomb only killed 225,000 people. 625,000 people died in the Civil War. Peanuts compared to 130 million Bon Jovi albums. Try to look at it this way. The average amount of sperm in one ejaculation is only 100 million. Bon Jovi beat sperm, ladies and gentlemen. God bless them all. Love it. And you know, speaking of sperm, the band Cream sold 35 million records. Blondie sold 40 million records. And these guys got into the Hall of Fame, and they didn't have to wait. Let me tell you something. Leonard Cohen used to sit at home beating off at night thinking about selling 3 million albums, let alone 130 million.
That's a great point.
It's an honor to be here tonight for these guys. I've known them
beat
since
off,
they started.
3 million.
And aside from the incredible music accomplishments, they are some of the nicest men I ever met. No stupid rock and roll attitude, just humble and gracious. An appreciation for their craft and their fans. In addition to music, their charity work, feeding the homeless, helping the American Red Cross, lending a hand to the Special Olympics. That's a rare humility, and I love them for that. A great group, an iconic band. First of all, we've got John Bon Jovi, a great frontman extraordinaire. The very definition of a rock
star. Is that
his
daughter sitting in front of him?
Yes,
is that his
a
wife?
Man who
I honestly don't know.
His wife looks too old to be with him.
Oh, really?
Okay. Sorry to say that, but
daughter.
Saying that his daughters are hot.
Yeah. The masterful and powerful drums of Tico Torres.
Tico is cool as hell.
David Bryan, a true showman on keyboards. Alec John Such, what a great bass player. And by the name, John Such, one of the best names in rock and roll. In fact, I've often said the band should have been called John Such, but we know whose ego could not deal with that. Let's be honest. It wasn't going to happen.
John Such.
And of course, the extraordinary talents of their current bassist, the great Hugh McDonald, who was with John back in the days of Runaway. And last but not least, my friend Richie Sambora. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's with the hair and the eyes, by the way?
He looked the exact same.
Yes.
In the world, a masterful songwriter, and you know this is true, the man with the biggest penis in Bon Jovi. Be inducting Richie in the
Penis
Hall of Fame next week. Hope you all come.
Is that his mom?
Yes,
that's
yes, I think it is.
Said, like,
was that Belichick there? I swear to God.
Yeah, Belichick. I think he's there.
He was laughing at that.
Of course he was.
And create a fantastic songwriting team. God bless.
Look, Richie couldn't be happier. The whole world just heard he has a big dick.
I know.
Including his mom.
Well, she already knew. Yeah. She's known from day one.
Really?
I didn't really watch a Bon Jovi performance. I think I fell asleep. But I couldn't believe they didn't play Wanted Dead or Alive.
It's okay.
I would have played Wanted Dead or Alive, for sure. That would have been my first choice. I guess it wasn't their biggest hit. I was actually looked. It was like their fifth biggest hit.
Really?
Yeah.
What's their biggest?
Lay
Your Hands on Me.
That was a big hit.
Well, that whole album was huge.
Wanted Dead or Alive was like a top 10 hit.
It's got to be Living on a Prayer, right?
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Wait, what's the one I liked?
You mean
Give
Love
the Guy from Alive? The guy from
Bad Medicine?
No, it was one of the newer ones.
Well, actually, It's My Life that came out in 2000. I wouldn't even be surprised if that one went all the way to number one.
That was not a pop hit. It was a pop hit, but not a huge pop hit.
Live forever.
That song got a ton of airplay, though.
Their songs are very easy to sing. You know, they're very simple.
What's that song I like? Always. Do you know
good.
The song Always?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Let's see. Billboard.
Oh, their biggest hit?
I know, but I like it.
Wait, is their biggest hit really?
It's got to be Living on a Prayer.
You Give Love a Bad Name, number one. Oh. I'll Be There for You, number one. Living on a Prayer, number one.
Wow.
Bad Medicine, number one.
Bad
that's
Medicine.
Four number
bad
ones.
Medicine.
Those are pop hits. That's the Billboard top 200
what did
chart.
What did Runaway make? I always.
It's not that not as
head.
Big as you'd think. Born to Be My Baby, number three.
Hmm.
Always, number four. Wanted Dead or Alive, number seven. Lay Your Hands on Me, number seven. Living in Sin, number nine. Bed of Roses, number 10. What's that? 10 top 10 hits? That's a lot for a rock band, especially.
Shit. Always only made four.
This Ain't a Love Song, number 14. Who Says You Can't Go Home, number 23. These are later songs. Who cares?
Yeah, It's My Life was only 33rd.
Huh. Yeah, Runaway was 39. But they were rock hits. You know, rock charts, I'm sure they'd be a lot higher. So, you know, 130 million records sold is a lot.
Incredible.
But, you know, as far as who's going to go in next and who should go in next, those are two kind of crazy questions because they now have such a backlog of people that they have not let in that they should have let in.
And there is no limit, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Per year?
I mean, I feel like there are so many people who are screwed right now based on who they've let in. Mm-hmm. And Jay Giles, I put the question on Twitter today, and Jay Giles...
Pat Giles?
Was a very popular... Yeah, Pat's and Jay Giles. Pat's Jay's brother. I was pissing
Pat
and moaning...
Giles?
Yeah, there he is. I was pissing and moaning about Todd Rundgren, but I don't think I got any feedback on that, any pushback.
What did other people say?
Well, Jay Giles, Devo was the other one I mentioned, and then Megadeth, Dio, Judas Priest. I agree.
Don't give metal any credit.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's more part of rock and roll than Rosetta Tharpe or Nina Simone. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, really? Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden's not in there?
Wow.
I would have thought Judas Priest would have long been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, what are you guys, scared to play some Iron Maiden?
Pat Benatar, MC5. MC5, I totally... There's so many bands who talk about the MC5. I mean, it seems like more and more every day. Motorhead, Duran Duran, Priest, Maiden, Motley Crue. Motley Crue? Motley Crue's in there, aren't they?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Maybe they
aren't. I don't remember them. Yeah.
I'm not a big Motley Crue fan, but I would think they would be in there. LL Cool J, Ice-T, Jay Giles. I don't care about LL Cool J or Ice-T. I don't consider them part of rock. I mean, that's not, to me, a snub. Those are people that will probably be let in anyway. But
I don't think Crue's in there. And it might be because of the politics, because Nikki Sixx has talked a lot of shit.
He said he would decline it if they were inducted.
So did the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
They did decline it, but they still got inducted. Jane's Addiction, Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, I would think both of them would be in there. Def Leppard.
Scorpions.
Scorps.
I used to like them back in the day.
Def Leppard sucks!
I went to see Peter Hook on Thursday night, which was, by the way, jam-packed at the Royal Oak Music Theater. I would think New Order and Joy Division would be in there.
Yeah, at least New
Order. As a combination. It's the same guys, except Ian Curtis was from Joy Division and he killed himself. Boy, that was a good show, too. Really good show.
Wish it could have gone. Someone posted a video of them doing Temptation.
Which was great.
I was pretty pumped about that.
Level Terrace Apart was the closer, and it was just awesome. What a great song. The Replacements. I would love to see The Replacements go in, but I don't know. Joe Jackson, Television. Yeah, there's a new wave band.
Oasis.
Oasis?
I think they'll be eligible next year.
Wait a second. Yeah, didn't they put out a record in 92? Or they 94?
Might have been 93 was definitely maybe.
I don't think they're eligible till next year. So
okay.
Whatever the rule is.
I would think they would go right in.
Yeah, although, but I would have thought Radiohead would have gone right in.
Radiohead should have gone right in. Okay. Nina Simone ahead of Radiohead. Really? Who is deciding this shit?
Jan Wenner.
Are you kidding me?
So Radiohead will be in 50 years?
Yeah, but once Radiohead, again, like Motley Crue, they have kind of a pissy attitude towards it. I don't think they really care.
Jay answered my tweet. Was reading an article with the Hall of Fame snubs and saw Jan and Dean on the list. That clip makes me laugh every time.
Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah. Oh, Grand Funk. Grand Funk had a ton of hits. That was a big band. Somebody keeps mentioning Metallica. They're already in. Ted Nugent is never getting in. Never. Ever.
He should be in.
He should be in. Absolutely.
They'd probably help themselves if they put Ted in.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Instead
good
of being so transparent.
You'd have Trump induct him.
You know,
that'd be awesome. Really funny. And you know he would.
He's a great guitar player.
He'd do it in a second.
Best ever.
B-52s. I love the B-52s. Now, that's a really unique band, but definitely a rock band.
They're coming this summer, right? That was...
I didn't see them on the list. Are they?
You said B-52s.
Did I say B-52s?
And,
I can't remember anything.
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
If it was in the last 15 years, I don't know. If or when it happened.
It was in the last hour 15, probably.
Okay, well, then it could happen 1 minute ago or 74 minutes ago.
And they were
ago.
Playing with someone good, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. There's so many people snubbed. I can't even decide who's the most.
Culture Club and B-52s.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's a cool show.
And the Thompson Twins.
I might go see the Twins. Wait, is Alana Curry with Tom Bailey? Or was it just Tom Bailey? Because Tom Bailey was going around as the Thompson Twins, and there was no Alana Curry.
Oh boy, we'll see.
If she's not hitting the what'd she play, the xylophone or whatever? I just remember them at Live Aid. I mean, how can you have the Thompson Twins without Alana Curry and her crazy hats and her crazy hair? That doesn't work.
Yeah, they don't talk about
it. That doesn't work for me. Might as well go over the summer schedule. I like this song. Yeah, actually,
it's a good song.
There's about five Thompson Twins songs that I like. I like this song a lot. They played about a 3-minute intro on this song at Live Aid. I liked it.
I have a picture.
What's that bass?
My wall.
Yeah, I'm on.
He's got really weird hair.
Look at our life now. Tattered and torn.
Can we get rid of that fucking drop, please? Or just not play music?
I was trying to get someone to watch that movie. I was pushing that movie hard this weekend on one of my friends.
I found another great scene in there that I don't know if we pulled it, but it's got a good drop on it. But he's just sitting there listening to a record and everybody's talking, and he gets so fucking furious and breaks the record. He's like, I'm trying to listen to a record! Do you remember that scene?
Which movie?
This Boy's Life.
Oh, This Boy's Life?
That's what the sax is from.
Oh, yeah, it's De Niro practicing. That's right.
No, it's not. It's sexy.
He's good, too.
the summer concert shows are all in the Sunday paper.
Look how pissed he's getting.
Look it. All right, so see this one? It looks, see this house right
so
here?
So De Niro's just rocking away in his rocking chair, having a drink, trying to listen to a record.
Eliza Dushku, I forgot that was her.
Gonna finish this entire puzzle. I'm gonna have only got one piece. That's what's gonna happen.
I got it.
Can you hear him sighing?
Found it. No, right here. Look it. I got it.
He's so pissed.
Uh-oh. Colin, skipper of the best.
He cranks it.
That's me watching TV at home.
Cranks it and shuts the door on the record player. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Well, we had to go ahead and eat, but if you just give me a second, I'll get your dinner.
No, it's okay. I'll get some at work.
Well, I don't want you to go to work on an empty stomach. Now, just give me a second.
No,
I
can't.
I'm beginning ready to break a record myself.
Stupid song.
Oh, here it comes.
I'll be here in a minute to help you.
What are these?
Blueberry muffins.
I need them for you.
That's good for the needle.
I was trying to listen to a record.
I know it's not supposed to be funny, but goddamn, is that hilarious!
There's a lot of funny scenes in that movie. That might be the funniest. That might be the funniest non-funny movie ever.
It's that and Sling Blade for me. Those two.
Sling Blade has there's a lot of real.
The
humor
second time I watched it, it was so dark at the end. Like I felt sick watching the end of the movie. I was like, oh my
god!
Hey,
I told you three times already. The law's on my side.
I love him playing football when he takes the pitch out.
Wait, in Sling Blade?
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton plays football with the little kid
that.
Against a couple other kids.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that
either. They run a funky play. They're playing tackle, too.
Yeah. And then
Billy
he,
Bob's wearing
and
that.
And then he tells him, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You're a good boy.
Yeah. You're pretty good.
DTE. oh, yeah. There's the play.
That was a pitch
out.
Lateral.
That was a great pitch out.
No, that was a forward lateral.
Totally a forward.
I'd like to see a replay.
Well, you need a better angle.
Look at him. He's just.
All right.
That was just like the wishbone.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I darn near made me a touchdown. And then I seen them boys bearing down on me. Figured I better give it off to you there. I seen you following me.
Haircut.
Following me.
We love and win. Keep this up. With somebody like you, you sure can run fast. Come on, let's kick off, too.
All right, then.
It's
It's a good teammate.
Sure am proud of you.
Eddie Money, surprisingly, will open the DTE Energy Music Theater.
Ceremonial, though.
You would think he'd be demanded to open up somewhere else. He's such a great opener.
But he's not the first concert there.
I know. I don't.
Some Christian rock guy is.
I understand that. Dave Matthews Band, June 6th. Poison and Cheap Trick.
Always.
Are they always together?
Well, just Poison always performs.
Oh, yeah.
Tears it up.
That's not a bad combo.
I've been to a
combo.
Hell yeah.
Paul Simon's Sayonara.
Boring.
On June 10th. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
What's
if you like world, if you like
part?
World music.
Sayonara, butt face!
I would. If he isn't playing hits on this, then that's stupid.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar on June 13th. Steve Miller.
Did you get your Kendrick June Lamar 18th. Tickets yet?
No, I did not.
No, not yet. Okay.
I have not.
That'll sell out, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with them.
$39.50 to $149.50. That's probably one of the bigger prices they have, I think. Imagine Dragons, June 21.
No. That's good because nobody ever plays their music.
You Jesus. Never hear them on the radio, ever.
Steely Dan and the Doobies, June 26. No Walter Becker. Mm-hmm. Who's taking his place? John Fogerty's ZZ Top, June 27th. Brain Turned Off for Ali has tickets. Styx, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts on July 6. Arcade Fire, July 7th.
I'm going to that one.
Zombie and Manson, July 11th.
I would see that. I kind of want to go see
that. Would
that.
Be, that'd actually be a really
Weezer
fun
and
show.
Weezer and Pixies?
I so want to go to that.
Be yeah. bad.
Have you seen the Pixies
July
live,
July 13th?
No, I haven't.
I was so disappointed.
Really?
They sounded...
Was Kim in the band then?
Yes.
It was that's
past, it was this past year.
She's not in the band now, right?
In the band, yeah. Yeah.
I swear she was.
No.
Oh, you know what? I think she was for a while.
Yeah, but I thought they kicked her out a while ago.
Royal Oak Music Theater?
She came back in the band, though, I think.
I swear to God she was.
I think she's been expulsed again, or expulsed herself.
I swear to God she was.
I'm not... Because I was reading up on them, because you showed me that documentary.
Great.
And I checked it out. But let's see. Weezer and Pixies. Bare Naked Ladies. Lots of laughs with the Bare Naked Ladies. Not much music,
bring
but
your
lots
macaroni.
Of laughs.
That was a big show back in high school.
I've seen them live.
I like the Bare Naked Ladies, but there were too many jokes, too much stage banter, too much wackiness for me.
Too much wackiness in the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd was a little wacky, too. Foreigner, snooze. Kesha and Macklemore.
Yeah, it was at the Fillmore when
she
I saw
her. She is still in the
she
band.
She was when I saw him at the Fillmore this year.
Janelle will be at the Kesha show, of course. The Nudes, July 20th. Chris Brown, oh, still enjoying
oh,
the tour.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, is R. Kelly on that bill? By the way, what's
there's
going
a new,
on?
There's two more people that came out against R. Kelly.
Okay, he's got, how can Sony not drop him?
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Because he apparently makes him enough money, so they don't care.
I would,
this is Kelly.
I would really think they would start to care. I mean, molesting 15, 16... Sounds like maybe 14, 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's one of the new accusers that came out.
Oh.
Did you see that story? About
hey, Brandon, can you look for the audio of R. Kelly talking about, I never heard of a concert being canceled because of rumors. it's incredible how much he does not care about this.
No. I mean, well, you saw his statement last week about it, too.
Well, he has a lot of other people around him making statements, too, about these women and how they want money and their families want money. And interesting, but why do you give them money? Why do you do that?
Yeah.
You know?
His rep said it's an attempted public lynching of a black man who has made extraordinary contributions to our culture. What contributions to our culture has he made? All he's known for is pissing on a chick and
locked in
creating
a
sex cult. Yeah, trapped in a closet.
Trapped in a closet.
I mean, he did Ignition. That's okay.
Honestly, I understand people make a lot of money off him, but...
You ready for the biggest line in his statement last
bomb?
Week? R. Kelly supports the pro-women goals of the Time's Up movement. We understand criticizing a famous artist is a good way to draw attention to those goals. And in this case, it's unjust and off-target.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kells, man. And first of all, I want to apologize to all my fans in Chicago and basically all around the world, wherever, you know, I'm performing at, and they cancel me. I don't know why they canceled the show. I've never heard of a show being canceled because of rumors, but I guess it's the first time for everything, so I apologize to you guys. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to get to the bottom line of it, you know, as far as my lawyers are concerned, to see exactly what happened and why I was canceled. Until then, man, I love y'all, and I'll see y'all on the next
Really?
Come around. You understand? Huh. I hope you guys, you know, don't put that on me. You know, it ain't on me.
Right? Oh,
it is. It's all on
I
you.
I see. One. You look into that. Why don't you do
That's
that?
It's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Later, fart face.
I'm sure he's going to really take a good introspective look and talk to the attorneys and find out just what this is all about. I'm sure he has no idea. You know, I guess when you win a trial like that, when there's a video of you pissing on a 14-year-old girl and you marry a 15-year-old girl.
You're untouchable.
Yeah, you start to feel that you're above all that. But I don't know. I have a feeling.
Oh, I think he believes it's everything he's done is fine.
Yeah, well, people that do that generally do think it's okay. They don't understand what the hubbub's about.
That's why they do it.
But do you think Sony's going to continue with him?
They have this long. I mean,
how many albums does he have left for them?
That's why. That's the main reason I'm not sure I understand why they would bother. They're not making money off albums.
Yeah, what do they have to say about it? They don't make money on the tour, do they?
I don't think so. I think they're not saying anything right now. The problem is the people who are dumping out because the assistant, the personal assistant, the PR person, and I think his attorney.
Yeah, because
I think there's a number of people who've dropped him in the last week or so, and maybe this is what Sony's looking at. The people that are dropping out, it obviously says, yeah, I knew what was going on, and I can't really rationalize it any longer.
Well, once the documentary came out.
I wonder if Sony's saying, we're a record company. We're not molesting anyone. Our artist hasn't been arrested. We're going to pretend we don't know what this is all about and just sort of.
Yeah, but that's weak because if it's public opinion, they don't care about that anyway. If it's going to make them look bad, they'll dump them in a second.
I think it's starting to make them look real bad.
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
I think the venues have a big problem, too.
Scroll down on that petition, Brandon. I just want to see. Yeah, well, the venues and Live Nation, who keeps touring him.
Does he really make Live? Is Live Nation going to go down without R. Kelly?
No, of course
not. He's doing 5,000 people at a show, I guess.
What does it say about Sony? Like, what is their deal with them?
In this?
Yeah, does it say anything about it? They're just saying to mute him.
Yeah, they're just. This is the petition asking.
But I just. What do they want Sony to do? Drop him?
Yes.
How many more albums does he have left?
That's what I've been looking for. This petition itself has 68,000.
Drop his recording contract.
And I'm reading something too, and it says they talked to a lawyer about it, and there's no specifics of his contract, so it's hard to say. But her thought was they're kind of quietly letting the contract just end.
Yeah.
But why can't they drive? They don't really answer the damn question.
Why not look
here.
Good by blowing them out?
That's what I'm surprised about. I just think at this point, this is Cosby just sort of becoming Cosby. It's like Cosby a year earlier. Like Cosby a year ago.
Oh, you mean the story blowing
up? Yeah, yeah, as far as blowing up. Cosby blew up first, but this one's blown up fast.
Cosby blew up a ton of times.
Yeah. This, by the way. You know, it's hard to grade these things against each other. This is holding people hostage, kidnapping people, brainwashing. This is really fucking weird, creepy stuff. Cosby, it's, you know, hey, one sex while you're asleep, you know, that's pretty much rape if you ask me. It's not cool. They're both horrible. They're both beyond horrible. I don't know. I'm looking back at Michael Jackson
R. Kelly's
going.
I think R. Kelly's worse, too, because they're underage. A lot of them are
They're all underage. They're all underage when they start.
Once again, it's just silly to compare them.
Do you know? I know. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, there's one.
Now you're defending Cosby to an extent. Hey, he's no R. Kelly. Let's calm down.
There was one non-disclosure thing with R. Kelly where apparently he agreed to pay someone. And they agreed to say that she was 17 when the relationship started.
Ugh.
She was 16, I think, which would have been illegal in that state.
Okay. So.
And they agreed to say that it started when she was 17, which is
cool.
I'm fucking 17.
I don't know. This stuff, I don't know. I don't understand how you make these non-disclosure agreements with people who've been molested. It's child molestation.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like the Olympics, just like the Larry Nassar thing that USA Gymnastics did. I don't get it. I would think the attorneys would be on the hot seat. And you know what else on the subject? And maybe we can get into it a little later, but
as far as the Trump non-disclosure thing, which they're handling brilliantly, by the way. Rudy Giuliani's been a great addition to the Trump campaign, the Trump organization.
Did you ever see that press conference I was texting you about?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
There's so many wows in the last 3 days. You know, it's, you know what's starting to remind me of?
That was amazing, though.
Remember when Clinton started piling the chicks up and it was like, another chick? It's like, you can't even keep track of the stories. Yeah. This is sort of getting in that zone. And I noticed that Giuliani was doing something today on TV. He was starting to go, well, $130,000. Seems like a lot of money to me. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. He was,
what's the point?
I think they're starting to throw mud at like...
oh, because she took money?
Well, yeah, she took money. It doesn't seem like a bad deal to me. And... She's saying whatever she wants to say. He was throwing little jabs, and I've noticed that I put something on Twitter today about who do you think is the better huckster, Donald Trump or Stormy Daniels? Because she is really getting her name out there, and it's obvious she's doing it for her career, and I don't blame her. I mean,
but to me, I don't even care that he had sex with her, whatever, and I don't even care about paying her off, and I don't really care about her at all. I think the interesting thing is whether or not was it illegal by covering it up. But people don't care about that. They just want to know if he banged a porn star, which he clearly did, and who cares?
I'm not sure they're going to be able to prove something illegal happened here. I don't know what they've got from Michael Cohen. The whole thing is so mind-blowing. And seeing her on Saturday Night Live last night, I think that's what I put with the tweet with. I was surprised at how the vitriol of the response is like, I'm sick of this whore. Get this whore out of my life. I'm not like angry at her. I'm just tired of her.
Yeah.
Like last night, Saturday Night Live is like, oh God, Stormy Daniels, of course. And you know, it's interesting when I thought about it for a second, I thought, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Isn't Bill Clinton amazing in that, you know, wouldn't you think Monica Lewinsky would have liked to have been doing stuff like that?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, she did do a reality show eventually, but
not right after.
Bill Clinton is, I mean, Trump is like, you know, hey, that was a nice lay back at the golf tournament. Why don't you bone me? I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And she comes over and she's like, well, what's going on with The Apprentice? Well, it looks like it's not going to happen. Well, see ya. And so Trump's like, yeah, see ya, bitch. He says, well, it's not quite happening yet. And she's like, well, I'm not putting out. See
it out in three times.
So then Trump's like, yeah, The Apprentice thing fell through. It's crazy. Now she won't fuck me. The Apprentice thing fell through. I mean, he can't even pretend. Whereas Clinton's like, you know, I really care about you, and I hope you won't tell him anything, because it's just on this affidavit says we didn't have sex, and everything's okay. And so she does not do the Saturday Night Live thing, because she thinks he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
She actually believed that he loved her. And not only that...
I guess that's the difference between an intern and a porn star.
Well, and I think Trump and Clinton, too. Clinton was
Diesel.
Pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really smooth. Trump, you know what you get. You're getting.
Give him credit
Stormy
for
Daniels
that.
Wasn't fooled. Yeah, I was kind of, you know, to think about how well Clinton controlled
Thank
that
you.
Thing.
Yeah, it's kind I of mean, a brainwashing type thing where he makes her think he's, do you believe he was really into her?
You know, before we get off the phone, why don't you turn to page 67 of that Walt Whitman poetry book I got you, which I've never gotten for anyone in my life. In fact, I've never even seen it before until I was shopping for your present. And let's read that poem together, and then we'll say a prayer. And what about Susan McDougal, who wouldn't speak and sat in prison for two fucking years? Can you believe she did that? Isn't that incredible? The loyalty or stupidity or whatever you want to call it.
I know.
You know, I wonder if Lewinsky had been on Saturday Night Live, would that have been, would the crowd have roared? They probably would have, wouldn't they?
At the time, I would say so. Nowadays, I don't think they would.
I don't even know. It's hard to say.
Wait, if she was on now?
No. She was on then.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
they would have roared.
I don't know.
Well, I'm saying I think they would have then, but now they wouldn't have. If it was,
I feel like any celebrity or quasi celebrity that's not on the not on the cast is on. They just cheer, no matter who it is.
Except
they had that female
show,
hockey player on with the Olympics, and everyone cheered as if they knew who she was.
Yeah, maybe it's just a recognition thing. I don't know. Except that the Clinton thing was so
different.
It's a
little weird that they cheered Stormy Daniels saying that she wanted him to resign. That was kind of odd that a crowd would cheer like that.
Well, that crowd, I would expect that.
Right.
That show. By the way, I sort of, you know, we talked about Rob Schneider, and I'm surprised that Alec Baldwin is still doing that character. I don't know why. I thought it was really funny for a while, and when he said he was sick of it, I didn't think it was over. But now it seems over. Well, like, it's not too obvious, or...
Well, they got to have somebody play the president.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. It just feels... I don't know. It's like, why is it... What's the mouth thing, by the way? I've never understood why he does Trump's mouth like that. Does he look like that?
He's been sticking his tongue out a lot.
He always does the... Remember, Clark's impersonation was always...
No, well, that was Trump having an orgasm.
Yeah. He always does that round mouth. Conan's impersonation is that same thing, too. It's all about his weird mouth.
Well, anyway, back to the schedule. Huh. Oh, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, playing the Majestic. Mm. That's May 10th. Yes is at the Fox on June 30th. Beck, July 6th at the Fox. David Byrne, August 10th at the Fox.
Ooh.
Gladys Knight and the OJs. No Pips, but the OJs are doing the Pip thing. That's on August 26th.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
And then Todd Rundgren and Utopia at the Fillmore. Andy Amo's Celebrity Showroom. Boy, Mitch Ryder's reduced to the Andy Amo Celebrity Showroom. And Eric Burden?
He's at Andy Amo?
What do you think Eric Burden
could
do?
They get some big names in there.
Yeah, I know they do. That's a high price thing, I think.
Yeah.
25 to 79.
Fancy pants.
I would think, God, I would just think Eric Burden could play Royal Oak Music Theater.
I was going to say, remember, the Fillmore will be closed this summer, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one thing where they get some. MC5 is supposed to be the first show back, right? MC50.
Oh, that's
right. I feel like it won't be ready for some reason, and then something's going to happen.
Do you imagine Stone Temple Pilots are coming?
Yeah, who's singing with them?
Jeff Goot.
Oh, that's locally, right.
Yeah.
I wonder how that will go.
Oh, the videos we've seen... Sounds pretty good.
He kind of looks like Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like
him. Not the first time they've replaced Weiland.
But he's not Scott Weiland. And who sang with him before?
Chester Bennington. So I'd be careful if I were you, Goot.
Was Chester the only replacement?
I think so. Uh-huh.
Official.
Miles Kennedy sang with Slash.
Yep.
Yeah, Velvet Revolver. I was confusing Velvet Revolver and Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to replace the lead singer. Oh, I forgot about Roger Daltrey's got a date. Did I go through Meadowbrook? Meadowbrook's got
I don't think you went through LCA.
No, you didn't, because you didn't mention ELO.
Or Ford Field.
Oh, hang on. Kenny Chesney, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Kenny Chesney, August 4th. Jay-Z and Beyonce, August 13th. Taylor Swift, oh boy, August 20th. Ed Sheeran, September 8th.
Those are all Ford Field.
Oh, yep. Ford Field.
Journey and Def Leppard at Comerica.
Ford Field.
Zach Brown, July 14th, the day after. Journey and Def Leppard. Journey and Def Leppard, that'll be a huge, boy, that's a hot ticket, I bet. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, Journey,
Def Leppard
big business.
Sucks!
Little Caesars, Daryl Hall and John Oates, and Train. It's not a bad show. May 20, Hall and Oates and Train.
Okay.
I mean, I could see that doing well.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
They don't just call it Hall and Oates.
Fun.
Yeah, I guess they call it Hall and Oates Hotline. Can you call the Hall and Oates Hotline?
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
I want to see if they've changed the songs, because they always have Maneater.
They haven't changed the songs.
Like 20 years.
Yeah, they've got to change the songs. They have more than four songs. Now, that upsets me. Who do we contact to complain?
Contact Colin Oates.
You can't, though.
You have to leave Colin Oates a message.
Ooh, the Hall Financial Hotline is open for business. Hoping to get 1,000 five-star reviews this year. Click the Hall Financial link on our webpage. And whether you're trying to get money out of your house, trying to buy a home with little money down, or you want to get a refi, shorten the length of your loan, any of those things, click the Hall Financial link on our webpage, and they will crunch the numbers for you. Sam Smith, June 22. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles, June 26. Panic at the Disco?
Huh.
That's a Little Caesar show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Colin Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
They haven't changed
it. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3. To hear Privatize, please press 4.
Let's go with one-on-one. We've never pressed 1 before.
I am so good at music.
Sorry, I didn't get your response. We are sorry. An application error has occurred.
Oh, what? What kind of organization are they running over there, Colin Oates?
Is there a management line or something there, or a complaint line?
Screw them. I'd rather hear.
I don't know how to do it.
Adult education now. Just because screw them.
That's Stainer's band.
Yeah.
Adult education. Radiohead is July 22nd, Little Caesars. Will that sell out? That'll sell out, won't it?
Yeah.
It's sold out. I think it is right away. 4 minutes.
It's already sold out.
Yeah.
There it is. I think my threat of calling management made it work.
Oh, this is privatized. Hey, I want a one-on-one. What the fuck?
Privatize.
Sound quality's improved, I think.
Does it cost them to have this line?
They gotta be paying something.
Okay, I'm happy. I feel better. The Pumpkins are August 5th. Is that sold out?
I don't know. I've heard such bad things about that show.
Hookie's kid is playing with them, as we heard on Thursday or Friday. What, it's just that the show's selling badly, or it's
selling badly.
It's a bad show.
Yeah. Is he doing a lot of new stuff?
I don't think so, because he put out that... You know what? I'll
he
look
put
it up.
Something out recently,
yeah, about
right?
You know, the old set list and what to play off of it. But he's going to be playing three of them.
He's not William Corgan anymore, is he?
No, that's only when he's the cerebral version of him. When he's rocking out, he's Billy. But when he's cerebral in interviews, he's William Patrick Corgan. Remember Graf told us that?
That's not working, is it?
William Patrick Corgan?
Yeah, I mean, people aren't really calling him that, are they?
Some people are.
Really?
Yeah.
Screaming at the TV.
I think he calls himself that
when he does radio liners when they ask him to record stuff. Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He didn't. I wouldn't want Chicago.
Pretentious, like to throw your middle name in there.
This is William Patrick Corgan.
I was yelling at the TV this week. Jeopardy had a question about, and the answer was Billy Corgan, and the girl said Billy Corrigan. I was like, you idiot! Come on, it's Corgan.
Did they accept it?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
I was glad.
That reminds me, when Elvis Costello was about five albums deep, he said, you know what? I really didn't want to take on another name. My name's Declan McManus. And I swear to God, the media said, no, you're not. They completely
really? They
ignored
him.
And his song credits start saying McManus.
Mr. Dune.
My name is McManus.
The union didn't have a problem with it?
But seriously, Declan McManus is a pretty cool name.
It's a
rock and roll name. Jeff Lindsay, hello.
You all know me. My name is McManus.
Here he is.
And this is the speech.
Some 20-odd years ago, for two reasons.
Five records
to
deep.
To intercourse in exchange for cash. And two, to protect my rights as a man here. Boot. 3 years ago, when this union told we man hares that we were to stop having intercourse with underage girls, I strongly disagreed. But I did not stand up. I'm ashamed to say. I stood down. And then, 3 months later, this union.
I love how he's the dirtiest member. Everyone else is
that we were
really
to
nice.
Begin washing our private areas between customers.
His hat's
our
all
private
dirty.
Areas.
Florida Gators.
And once again, I'm ashamed to report to you gentlemen. I stood down. But now, sir, for what am I to tell my 8-year-old boy when he comes to me and he says, Daddy, what's that thing hanging off of your he-pussy? What am I to tell him, sir?
Just tell him it's your Elvis Costello.
TJ.
I know it's there.
Is ELO sold out?
Ooh, I believe so.
I hope not.
You mean Jeff Lynn's ELO?
Jeff Lynn's ELO.
I don't care. I'm seeing it. I'm pumped.
August 16th, Bruno Mars, September 15 and 16, Maroon 5, September 30. And The Bag has John Waite again, Paul Young and Midge Ure. That's an interesting show. The Alarm, coming back. Will they snub us for an interview one more time? Nick Lowe is playing St. Andrews, as is, that's June 29, Bodine's May 31. Bad Baby on May 16th, moved up from the shelter.
So sweet, St. Andrews.
That means the show is selling.
Where's it at?
It's at St. Andrews from the shelter.
Right.
Moved up from the shelter. So that means, okay, if my fucking kid said they wanted me to get them tickets to Bad Baby.
I think
okay,
I would.
Mark, get ready. Charlotte wants to
not.
See Bad Baby.
No.
She's got her own money.
Yeah.
How's she getting? Well, what age is she?
She's 13.
No, absolutely not. How's she getting there?
She's 15.
I'm not taking her.
16. She can drive.
What if her friend has tickets? And their parents are
16,
taking her.
Maybe.
Her friends are taking her.
No. Mm-mm.
No way?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I bet you'd say
why
yes.
Why isn't her talking like? Why is her talking like this? Okay, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, that Vicky chick gets all the shit about talking like a black person and claiming she's black. She's not. She's a white chick.
I saw something about there's been a lot of action on Lil Tay because she's only 9 years old, and so a lot of publications are trying to find out who the hell is this girl, where's her parents. And so they've been doing a lot of investigating, and they've been speaking with their quote-unquote managers who explain that by saying, listen, Lil Tay is growing up, there's a generational gap. She's growing up in an age where everybody in YouTube and Instagram stars,
turn
they're allowed
off,
to
please. That shit.
They're allowed to speak and say the N-word, and they're allowed to... Oh. You know, talk like however these.
Wait, why? She's white.
Did you see the video?
There's a generational gap. These are how the kids are these days. So you can't say it, Drew, because you aren't of this new generation, but they can. This is what they've been raised on.
Who is, when is this vote taken? I'm mixed up on this. When was this all voted on?
And no who idea. Is and who is saying that?
Who
the
voted that
Lil
Tay could say it?
Lil Tay's
when
manager.
When was that vote taken?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Her manager saying it. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are not happy.
Wait, Lil Tay has a manager?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, when you got that many fans.
Wait a second. What does she do? Does she make music?
Did you see the video of Bad Baby? What's her real name? I don't want to call her Bad Baby.
Fuck Bad Baby. She a bitch. She's trying to act cool with her bodyguard.
Did you see the video when they got... They confronted each other?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw
it. Yeah, it was
did you
podcast.
See the video of Lil Tay getting in her helicopter?
Oh, shit. Yeah, she just bought
Lil Tay has a helicopter.
Cool. Good for her.
It's $1 billion.
They cut the camera just before right. She takes off.
Cool.
It's running, though. That's she gets awesome. In it.
Don't yeah. Hate the player. Hate
Have
the
you seen that one, Brandon?
Yeah, we watched that one here.
Good for her.
Now, I'm reading the South China Morning Post, and it sounds like
great paper.
Lil Tay actually, they're speculating she may actually live in Vancouver, and her mom is taking all the videos.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, her mom is part of it. Really?
Yeah. Well, in fact, I want to say it was Jalopnik.
Fucking kidding me?
You know, the former Gawker, or whatever you want to call it. They were trying to reach out for an interview, and they couldn't get an interview because they weren't willing to pay money.
You are fake news.
Lil Tay demands money if she's
going to
be
Who would pay money to interview that stupid 9-year-old who acts like she's a billionaire?
No one.
And her mom
cost me a Lamborghini.
You know what? Was she severely overpaid for that bed? If that bed cost you a Lamborghini, no bed is worth that much.
Let's see your helicopter. This is pretty amazing. I mean, 9-year-old has a helicopter.
Yeah, and the fact that it cost $1 billion, too. There must be diamonds in there.
Once again, gold. You severely overpaid for that helicopter.
Yeah. I guess she took flying lessons, too, because she's getting in.
Talking shit. Bitch, I just bought $1 billion.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Whoa Vicky.
Whoa Vicky.
I'm sorry, Whoa Vicky.
I don't even know who this chick is.
You can't afford this. I just got my helicopter license. Bitch, I'm living.
Why are you sitting in the back, then, if you just got your helicopter license?
I know.
You bitches can't afford this lifestyle. This a $1 billion helicopter. Stupid bitch. You bitch in there.
Who are you yelling at?
Bitch, I'm an 18-year-old billionaire. This a $1 billion helicopter. Your bitch is still walking. Facts.
Who is she yelling at?
You.
For what? What did I do?
Look at that money. Look at all that money she has.
My
nice.
Blood sister. You feel what I'm saying? These broke ass bitches.
Bitch, Bad Baby is a bitch.
Bitch wanna wait till I turn 18 to sneak me. Bitch, you had a whole year. Bitch, you think I'm finna go to jail for your pussy ass? I'm grown. Bitch, you is 15. Bitch, you need to grow the fuck up. I'll beat your pussy ass man.
I'd like to see your tax return.
You, bitch. How you supposed to get all this money and you over here walking barefooted with your dirty ass?
But
bitch,
this
you
is
ain't white
this is the brainchild of their parents. They believe that if they can If they can create these celebrities online, whether it's Instagram or whatnot, they can really cash in on this. So they're exploiting their kids for sure. I don't know about this one because she's 18.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Hey, you a bitch.
Not the little girl, well, Vicky and Bad Baby. They're legal.
Bad Baby's 14.
What, she is? Well, it depends what state you're in.
How big do you think Bad Baby's team photo is by now?
Oof. Oh, I don't know.
I suspect it's
David Spade.
Pretty monstrous.
Put out for Spade.
Yeah.
It's probably just David Spade.
No.
What if David Spade starts dating her? Like, who's that really young chick with the huge
Oh, kind of like
tits?
Anna Kournikova and Sergei Fedorov?
I was thinking more
Seinfeld?
No, the one, Stodden. Courtney Stodden.
Remember oh, Courtney yeah. And
that's going to be God. David Spade and Daniel Pagroli.
Yeah, she was married to Doug Hutchison, who was Percy from the Green Mile.
Hutchie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
who thought that wouldn't last?
She's 23 now, and no one cares. People only cared about her when she was 16 and had those huge tits.
That's why you're never going to hear from these other idiots like Whoa Vicky or
No.
Okay.
I was reading about Courtney Stodden.
Is that real? That's not real.
Is that Courtney Stodden?
It can't be.
What?
She's kind of hot.
Yeah. Courtney Stodden has a porn film, apparently.
Well,
and,
well, that's probably it then.
And the there was a... I was reading a complaint about it.
Oh, really?
No sex.
I can do that.
Oh, then this is real.
There's supposed to be masturbation and stuff, and there isn't shit.
That's horseshit.
They paid for it, and it sucked.
It's a masturbate and switch.
Pretty much. Wait, could her boobs be a little more fake?
Oh, totally fake.
Let's see her butthole again.
Wow.
Wait, so she's run out of ways to get attention without doing this?
Yeah.
Is that pretty much?
How did she have these huge tubes when she was 16? She didn't get fake ones when she was that young.
Yeah, she did.
Really?
She did. I swear she did.
Why not?
God, they're huge.
Got them for her birthday.
Would you?
I think
she's pretty hot.
I think there'll be a lot of regret afterwards.
Well, yeah, of course.
She shaves.
Oh.
Wow.
Would you?
I don't know how to do it.
Just wrapping up, did you guys know that Freedom Hill is now the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater?
Yeah, that's all I ever call it.
Oh, yeah.
Has it always been called that?
Oh, I have no
idea. I think that's
I always called
new.
It Freedom Hill.
You just said it, and I already forgot it. What is it called?
Michigan Lottery Amphitheater.
The MLA.
Jackson Brown, MLA. June 8th. Jethro Tull, July 1st. The Legends of Motown, July 14th. Beach Boys, July 19th. People
Slayer.
See the Beach Boys, really?
Slayer's going to be there.
STP, which you mentioned, July 24th. Three Doors Down, Collective Soul. August 7th. God, how many concerts does this town support? Jesus. 311 and Offspring, August 14th. Deep Purple and Judas Priest on the 24th of August. And then Meadowbrook has Stills.
Wait, you mean the...
Stephen Stills?
MLA? Isn't that what Meadowbrook is?
No, Meadowbrook's Meadowbrook.
Meadowbrook.
Freedom Hill was MLA.
Oh, Freedom Hill
was
the MLA. Yeah. Okay.
Roger Daltrey with Detroit Symphony, July
5th.
Lucinda Williams... There's some others. That's a lot. Boy, that's a lot of shows. Wow.
Jeez, what is going on the right there?
Oh, I'm not paying attention to that.
That's an ad.
Oh, wait, is that Vicky or Stodden? What's her name?
Nah, well, the one on the right's the ad. I don't know. Is that other one her?
Well, these are just clips of her nude. I haven't seen any of that sex tape or anything.
Hmm.
But I will do
some
research
tape?
For the show later tonight and try to find it.
They had another book excerpt today in... Oh, I should do the break, shouldn't I? On... The son of Ed Martin, the booster.
Oh, yeah.
Martin, the Fab Five and the ballers from the hood exposed the hypocrisy of a $1 billion industry.
Don't write me a book, kid.
I'm not sure how that really worked, but there's a couple pretty interesting things in there. But hang on a sec, because first, it's the summer, and that means freedom. Not as in Freedom Hill, but as in to be outside, to run, to play, to swim, and how great it would be to do all that without the ever-present...
How long is that, like 13 seconds, that scream?
What's that from?
Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart.
It's 10 seconds.
I hated that movie. No electricity.
Oh, such a good movie.
That's one of the best movies ever.
Yeah,
I got like a third of the way through it. I was crying. I was so bored.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a Mel Gibson kick because we're in the midst of chopping up about 30 minutes of his phone
calls. Can we hear some more of that?
Sure.
Did you have some more available yet, or do we need to
wait?
We can wait if we have
to. It's not saved yet.
It's not available.
But
okay.
We couldn't find it on a website, yeah.
Yeah. It's all on Raider Online.
Okay. I was talking about freedom. The freedom. Freedom from the ever-present burden of contacts and glasses. There is a solution. It's custom LASIK surgery from Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading LASIK surgeon. Just got a nice letter from somebody who just had it last week. He's changed the lives of over 30,000 Metro Detroiters by eliminating the bother, expense, and poor performance of glasses and contacts. Dr. Yaldo is the only one with the CAT system in this area. Most advanced LASIK in the world gives better than 20/20 vision over 90% of the time. Anything better than 20/20 is called supervision. Not as in watching you over or keeping track of you, but as in supervision. Really good vision. There's also the Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 or older. Multifocal lens implants gives you the crisp reading vision and often better than 20/20 far vision. You got a tax return coming. Use it for the gift that never stops giving. God, I wish I had a tax return coming. You guys gotten money back?
No, I paid.
Get a free evaluation. Also get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't pay taxes.
Oh, good for you. You and Wesley Snipes. Have more in common than I thought. Hall Financial, big supporter of the podcast. Always, they've been there from the beginning. And the best place to get your mortgage if you're buying a home. Thinking about refinancing. Want to take cash out of your home or anything to do with a home loan. Contact David Hall. All they care about is client service, 5-star reviews, And they know how to get that. Okay, he stays on those people. They're really good about getting back. We've heard so many examples of that from people who have used Hall Financial to refi or to buy a home or whatever they needed to do. Just click the logo for Hall Financial on the Drew Mike Podcast webpage. Fill out the form, and or you can call 248-308-5000. But it's probably easiest to click the link, fill out the form. They'll get back to you. They'll crunch the numbers you need. And the reasons most people do call or click are they want home improvements, take money out of their home, shorten the term of their loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down. David and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker and lender. NMLS number 1467435. Equal housing lender. David Hall Financial. And Mo Problems.
Tell me the message or something, right?
Oh, here we go.
Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies. Was that it?
It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Foreign bodies.
Correct. Okay, good.
This is what we heard on Thursday?
Or
Wednesday?
I feel like.
Yes. That green thing?
You just did. You said they weren't.
Yeah.
We heard number five on Friday. We might have played a clip of... You know what? We played a clip of this.
Yeah.
I never said anything of a kind. Of a kind. You never asked me. I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie. Who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway,
Vegas,
you know.
Whore.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is, it is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out public and it's a fucking embarrassment.
See your pussy from behind.
You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of
nudes,
it'll be your fault.
Nice.
All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your face.
Nice.
Boobs.
And that green thing.
You have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay.
Oh yeah, nice.
I'm telling you, I'm just telling you the truth.
Oh, nice guy.
I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay.
It's like OJ.
Okay. And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
He's a good dad.
Yeah, we got plenty more coming because I have chopping them up.
Can we hear another chunk? Is there another chunk available?
Three. Yeah, just actually the three. This is the best one. It's 8 minutes, but the first 2 minutes are like the best.
Sweet. I think he come across pretty well. I think it's aged well.
Well, he's doing great.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there.
No shit.
You understand me? And I will!
Well,
so
phony.
Just fucking listen to me! Listen to my fucking ranting! Listen to what you do to me!
I didn't do anything to you.
Uh-oh.
Pain in the ass!
You are ruining
pain
my life!
You make my life so fucking difficult!
Well, you know what? It's
be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucks off me! And just fucking sucks me dry! And wants! To this relationship if you're a good woman.
You make me want to
love me.
Mom,
I don't believe you anymore.
What did you say?
Think of your bullshit. Has any relationship ever worked
with
you?
No.
Listen to me.
Great guy.
Love me, because somebody who loves does not behave this way.
I
do not. Hang
on
a second.
I'm behaving like this because I know absolutely that you do not love me and you treat
one
me with
second,
no consideration.
Please. Can
I
please
speak? I love you because I treated you with every kindness, every consideration. You rejected. You
I'm
will
sorry.
Never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me.
He hasn't
That's
done anything wrong.
All right. Now, you have one more chance. And I mean it. Now fucking go if you want. But I will give you one more chance.
He's a beautiful man.
You wanna smoke, you fuck. You make me wanna smoke, you fuck my day up. You care about yourself.
You're so
when I
selfish.
Am being so fucking good to you. You fucking
I didn't do
me.
Anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish
Wrong.
Imagination. That's all.
Fuck up. You should just fucking smoke.
It's so good.
He's such a nice guy.
Just smile and blow me. But I'll give you one more chance.
You know what? It's weird. Do you hate him a lot more than you hate her?
A lot?
No, I don't either, because I hate her, too.
Yeah, I feel like she riled him up right before this phone call, too.
Oh, she totally baited him. Oh, God.
She just sounds really fake.
They're both incredibly phony and fake.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, you would think, listening to it, I mean,
he's a much bigger asshole.
He talks most of the time. But what little she says, if I'm just going, I don't think I like her. And
she did tape either. Him.
And he was reacting from an event earlier that day where they were at some ceremony and she pouted the entire time and the press picked up on it.
And she was wearing that green thing.
And that green.
Like a bitch in
pussy
heat.
From behind.
Pussy from behind.
Yeah. And so he was reacting from that. Plus, she decided that she was going to leave him when he stopped giving her money. So he was all riled up, but. There were some words in there he probably shouldn't have said. Because if you're on the phone with your wife and you drop the N, mom.
Who's worse, her V Stiviano? It's kind of the same type of thing, setting him up and recording him.
Yeah, very similar. I think V's way worse, though.
Oh,
she
yeah.
actually married this guy. Didn't they get married?
Yeah, they got married. And he wasn't that old. He was, 15 years older than her?
But,
something like that.
But Sterling was married.
No, Sterling was married.
Yeah.
And he's also
somebody
80,
else.
And it's a 32-year-old chick, and it's a total use, and she...
I don't think Oksana and Mel ever got married officially.
Were they legitimately dating?
They were, quote-unquote, partners.
She had his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he paid $5 million.
Yeah, I don't think... I think the pregnancy was a surprise, though. Didn't he claim he was trapped by her?
In a way, yeah.
Doesn't do anything.
And that little girl's gotten big now. So it looks like he was still able to see her.
She kind of looked like Suri a little bit.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
He's got like 9 kids. He's got 7 kids with the first wife.
Yeah, because he broke up with that first wife for Oksana.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, what's the football player Cromartie that has 14 kids by 10 women, is it?
Some ridiculous.
Something like that.
Yeah, anyway, can't even remember.
Did you see they had a family reunion where they tried to reunite all the kids with him?
His retirement party.
Yeah, and 3 of the kids weren't able to make it.
Yeah, of course.
3 of the baby mamas would not bring their kids. Yeah. And USA Network apparently paid for all of it, and they still wouldn't come.
Well, you know what that feels like with your kids at Fresno State.
It's a problem.
You couldn't get hold of the twins' mom.
Yeah, I can't even get them all pulled out of the school. Sucks.
That's a shame. They should be, happy with what they have.
I wish I had a father.
Did that cow pop off again, by the way? That Fresno State cow.
Not that I know of.
I haven't heard anything, which did. I'm glad she probably did.
I think she did.
You know what's funny, though? I was watching the Rachel Dolezal documentary on
yes.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really fascinating in so many different ways. A, in how stupid it is, and B, in how fascinating it is. She's just a fucking liar. But she was a professor, so why didn't she have tenure? Why was she able to get blown out?
I don't know. You know, Engler
unless
was
she hadn't been working there that long.
The Strample guy. Because they were saying, oh, no, you can't get rid of him. And he was going, what do you mean I can't get rid of him? And he said, it's a really long process. He said, we'll start it because we're getting rid of him. And it sounded like some of the people were sort of resisting him, like, no, you can't do that. And he said, no, we're going to do that. I don't care what you have to do.
Why? Because they don't want the tenure to...
Because he has tenure.
Yeah. Well, then what, you can't do that because of tenure, or they don't want to get rid of the whole tenure program?
No. I don't think they have to get rid of the whole program. I think to get rid of someone with tenure is a big hassle. It's sort of like, remember the UAW guys?
So it's easier just to pay them?
It's going
to
take a couple
years
to do
it. Well, that infamous story.
I think you have a conflict of interest. You have a lot of people are going, well, if I encourage this, then I'm sort of suggesting that tenure is not quite as airtight as it is.
But there's certain situations.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Honestly.
Goodbye,
fucking
shit fuel.
Think about the guys at the UAW who are going to the park and getting drunk and stoned every fucking day at lunch, and Rob Walchek followed them there and had all that video. And those guys, the union defended them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think they didn't get fired, did they?
Not that I know of.
I don't think they did.
I think remember they were back working.
Remember the infamous story about the New York City teachers, and they had tenure, like elementary and high school? And they would just show up to one building and sit there all day because they couldn't fire them.
Oh.
So they'd get paid just to sit there with their dick in their hand all day long.
I wouldn't want
to
do that.
I'd be bored out of my mind.
And people bitched about it, and people defended him. Like, get out. You don't understand. Like, No.
I don't understand tenure at all.
Well, the UAW had that thing where if your job was eliminated, you showed up and watched DVDs and read all day.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. They did eliminate it, though.
That's a thing the
union fought it, though. They fought it.
Apparently negotiated for, as ridiculous as that is.
And they gave in. Yeah. I'll never understand it. I don't understand why people in the union would not say, get rid of the fucking guys going to the park and drinking every day. They're endangering other people at work.
It makes the whole union look bad.
No, I know. Yeah. It hurts the whole. That's why I'll never understand it. But anyway, I was going to mention the Ed Kelly, his son. He's written a book. Ed Kelly's dead. He's this.
Ed Kelly from CSX?
Not Ed Kelly. Ed Martin.
Ed Martin.
Ed Martin, yeah. The booster, quote unquote, who, you know, would befriend these young kids playing basketball who were outstanding players like Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, yep. Maurice Taylor, Tractor Trailer.
Bullock. And, you know, wasn't Bullock one of them?
He was one
and
of them.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Vashawn Leonard, who went to University of Minnesota. They're great, 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 great players. They... I think, didn't all of them make it to the NBA or close?
Well, Trey Leonard did, I know.
Yeah, Leonard did. Weber did. Rose did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the more I read about it, the more I feel like this guy was was probably an overbearing, slightly overbearing adult. Not really, though. He befriended the kids. A lot of them were from families that were maybe not as knowledgeable about the ways of the world in terms of basketball as he was. He was a huge sports fan. And he did meddle, I would agree, because, you know, he gave these kids large sums of money, which, you know, that's not supposed to happen. But by all accounts, they say that he generally acted in the best interest of the kids. He became friends with the families. He helped the families. He just was a guy who loved basketball, and he loved being mixed up in it. He made a lot of money. He also was a bookie.
Yeah.
And a very successful bookie.
Those were the crime. I mean, there's no crime for paying the players. The NCAA doesn't like it, but that's not illegal.
Well, they don't like Michigan giving him tickets behind the bench.
Sure.
And,
well, the NCAA, but that's not. Right.
It's not a crime. He's not committing any crimes.
No, but
although, Martin, you do have gift taxes and things like that. Sure. I mean, it's very complicated.
And that's what he got busted on, was tax evasion.
You know, and honestly, I got to tell you something. This whole idea of gift tax.
It's ludicrous.
Isn't that just bullshit?
Yeah, especially because the one giving it has to pay the tax on it.
Like, let's just say I have $5,000 and I want to help out a friend who needs a car.
Thanks. You don't have to pay tax on that.
Well, actually, $13,000 is the amount. Let's say, okay, I want to help somebody and give them $15,000 towards a car.
Thanks.
And why should I have to pay taxes on
it? No, they should
have to pay. It's my money. Why should they have to? It's my money. I'm giving it to them. It's already been taxed.
Yeah, but they should have
exactly.
To pay.
Exactly. No one should have to pay.
No, it's almost like
no one should have to pay it. No one.
But if anyone had to, it should be the person receiving it.
But the same dollar does get taxed more than once in general.
Well, yeah, because they want to tax it all they can.
You are so generous. Thank you.
But as far as a gift, trying to help someone out, why should there have to be a payment to the government for helping someone who is not doing well? It seems to me that's a good thing.
Is the idea, though, you could gift it to somebody else, and then it's off for your income? Is that the idea?
Well, if it's
a way of avoiding it.
If it's your wife or your child and they're giving it back to you or something, I mean, there's a...
Now you're
still
now
have
you're
to
just,
pay it then, though.
Now you're just... No, but if you didn't have to pay the tax, now you can just funnel it around to avoid
other
taxes.
There's already been taxes paid on it. I earned it. It's sitting in my account, and I gave it to someone.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I don't get it.
I don't quite understand that.
Stop laundering, like, would it make
it
easier?
I don't know.
No, it's just another way. It's just another thing to tax people on who have a lot of money. I mean, honest to God, it's funny how you find out, and reading about these athletes, you find out they have terrible problems with money because they don't quite know how to negotiate their way around it. They think, oh, I'll invest in a business. And like, businesses go, you know, a lot of untrustworthy people that try to get mixed up in it, and they think they're acting in their best interest, and of course they're not most of the time. But anyway,
of course, gifts to a political organization are not taxed.
Yeah, why would it be?
That whole system is so stupid. I don't even want to get started on that. But anyway, in the end, well, here's one story I thought was really dumb. Tractor Trailer, who lives with his grandmother and his aunt, he essentially has two moms who aren't his mom, but they sound like they're wonderful people, and he sounds like a pretty good guy, actually. I've heard a lot of good things about him. he calls Ed Martin, who becomes kind of an advisor general, sort of almost like a priest. You can trust him, but he's a little more cool than a priest because mm-hmm. he'll throw you a few bucks, too.
Yeah.
If you're having troubles. Tractor Trailer calls him one night from his UM apartment and says he's tired. The school wants too much from him. He has to attend a booster function after practice. He had homework to do. And Ed says, well, don't go. And he says, no, I already said I didn't want to go. And they said you could lose your scholarship. So Ed says, they're not going to take your scholarship.
No.
Ed advised him to be honest, tell him he can't do everything. And if necessary, he would take his game to Wisconsin where he'd come back and kick Michigan's ass. So Tractor, I guess, thinks about this and says, I couldn't transfer anywhere without sitting out a year. Ed, who knew NCAA rules, said Tractor Trailer could transfer if he didn't take a scholarship, and Ed would pay his way. If necessary, armed with that financial assurance, Trailer put aside his concerns. Now, that whole conversation I thought was kind of funny. Is that true? If you don't take a scholarship, you can play right away? I wasn't aware of that rule.
Boy, I don't know. Why not?
I suspect that Ed knows more than I do, but yeah, I guess most kids could not afford.
Well, they tell.
Why would they spend $40,000?
They tell people not to, you know, sign a letter of intent. You don't legally have to do that, even to take a scholarship or a. But I guess you would want the scholarship, so.
So. Anyway, moving ahead, in the end, because these kids like Weber and Tractor Trailer. And Maurice Taylor, in particular, those three, Jalen Rose too. But Jalen Rose didn't. It sounds like he didn't take a ton of money from Ed, and he. It sounds like he paid it back, or he made it good somehow. The three of those guys took $600,000 from Ed Martin while they were in college, and
take it. Make it sound like they took it from. They
were given it, and they agreed to pay it back. Collectively, they made $242 million in their pro basketball contracts.
Wow. Mags!
Tractor Trailer, when he got his first NBA contract, he said he would pay back $5,000 from every paycheck, and he did.
He seemed like a genuinely good guy.
Can you believe it's been like 7 years since he died?
I know.
Trailer?
Yeah.
Wow.
2011.
He paid back $110,000. Now, the other two owed him $490,000, Chris Weber and Maurice Taylor. The two of them paid him back $38,000 out of $490,000. They still owe him $452,000, and they made
good luck
close to $190 million between them. And they wouldn't pay this guy back who helped them out when they were in college so they could have cars and fancy clothes. Even though Mitch Albom said Chris Weber couldn't afford to put gas in his car, which is really funny.
Yeah, remember they were strolling down State Street in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, looking at Chris's jersey in the window for $75.
They were not strolling anywhere.
And Chris had just borrowed
My car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Chris had just borrowed $2 from Mitch to buy a hamburger.
Do you ever pay him back?
I guess not.
That's a violation.
Yeah, Mitch Albom should be brought before the NCAA. Should be suspended. No press passes for you, Mitch.
That's all right. He doesn't use them anyway. He just writes about it.
Nice guy, Chris Weber.
But that's his kid. Nice that's Ed Martin's kid's book, right?
Yeah.
So does he get into all the running numbers and the tax evasion?
I think so. Wow. I think he does get into that. He's talking about fixing games because apparently Tractor Trailer was. He's got wiretaps, which pretty interesting.
You want to know the reason for a gift tax?
Sure.
To stop without a gift tax, they could just give the money. They could it's to stop the estate tax. Without the gift tax, large estates could be reduced by simply giving money away prior to death.
Well, then just have it in that situation, then.
Of course. Yeah, retroactive.
What about a 40-year-old parent helping, I don't know.
I've seen.
Yeah, but a 40-year-old could be terminal.
No, I've seen a 50-year-old
I'm with you. I think it's stupid.
A 50-year-old parent gifting $5,000 to a kid to help buy a house or something like that. Nick,
I don't even understand the state tax. It seems to me once you made your money, it's yours to do with whatever you want with it, to give it to whoever the fuck you
should
want.
Be.
When you die, when you're alive, anytime. Why should it be taxed again?
It should.
I've never understood.
Well, it's only taxed over $5 million.
But why?
Well, that's
just because you have a lot of money.
That's what's interesting about the gift tax. Why is it $15,000? Why is it not $150,000? Like, why?
I don't know where they come up with that number. And I didn't even know that number until that money was given to Kwame Kilpatrick when he left town, because it was so clear that they were. I think it was Maddie Maroon was giving a certain amount to each child, and it equaled just under $13,000. Whatever. Boy, did anybody ever look into that, by the way?
No.
That seemed like a pretty interesting little deal they had. I wonder if this, you know, Kevin Deitch just did a story on the demolition program that LaDuff was all over for all that time. And they spent $2.5 million auditing the program. The state did. And they...
What'd they find?
There were irregularities. They fixed them all, of course. So everything's fine. Everything's fine now. And they got $100 million.
That's money well spent.
They got $100 million from the federal government since then to demolish houses.
Oh, okay.
So
it is money
everything's
well spent.
Cool.
Yeah, it worked out.
But there's a lot of contractors who were left on the outside who are still pretty pissed and say they got screwed. Yeah. And also, how did they arrive at these amounts for these three contractors to do so much in the inflated invoices, and there's just some really weird stuff going on there. Some people aren't so convinced that this one is over. And by the way, at the end of the story, they asked the city of Detroit for a comment, and they wouldn't speak on camera, but they had some print statement. I mean, I don't know.
It sounds Weasley.
That one is. Can you believe all the Weasley stuff going on? This whole, who is it, Rizzo, that's going to prison for 5.5 years?
Now he's out, or...
Yeah, why does he get to arrange his affairs? He's been out the whole time. He couldn't arrange his affairs before this.
I never thought he'd have to go in.
It's like Cosby.
No,
and that whole bullshit about him being bullied as a kid, and it turns out he was voted most popular or something, and did his prom
Rizzo.
Pictures.
Handsome, yeah, the most handsome.
How full of shit. I mean, is that
he was spin up? But when we heard that story,
can we charge someone with perjury, please, for that? Yeah, no, it was total bullshit.
You're out of here, trash.
I love that the paper went back and got his high school yearbook and saw he was this popular kid and he was voted most likely to succeed or something. I don't know, or best looking.
Do you see Cosby's going to have a bunch of security for his sentencing?
Why?
So
he doesn't drug anybody. He raped 62 women. Why does he need to be protected? We need to be protected from him.
That'd be hilarious.
He's the one that gives sleeping pills to people so he can stick his dick in them.
Imagine him walking into court trying to drug women one last time before he's in.
Just one last hurrah.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. I'm more worried about that.
And security's slapping his hand every time he's trying to put something in their drink.
By the way, he was on the outside, and he'd raped 62 people, and nothing happened to him. So it seems to me, why now? Because he's arrested. All of a sudden, we have to worry about his security.
Well, that topless girl might jump in front of him, even though he's blind.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her.
That topless girl might attack him.
She was awfully dangerous, wasn't she?
And prove that he's not blind, because he's going to stare right at her bush. Weird, why are your pants still on?
No, they need to do is put a woman. They need to put a woman in the courtroom. Just roll a woman in the courtroom who appears to be asleep, nude, and see what he does
right next to him. And then everybody looks the other way to see what happens.
Oh, it's crazy! We got a phone call. Bill, we'll be right back.
You just see him getting up with his jazzy hands from the Cosby Show, going over to her,
rubbing them together,
just rock hard.
The two new R. Kelly chicks.
Oh yeah.
High school
Lovely.
Student, she met R. Kelly at a mall with a friend
this
in Miami.
This is Kelly.
It was then that his manager handed her the singer's phone number and a balled up piece of paper. Oh, the manager.
Nice manager.
Interesting. Within a month, their relationship became sexual. First time I had sex with him, there was a party going on. Some of his crew gave me alcohol. I was drunk, basically, when we had sex. Her mother and her friend confirmed she told him the story not long after. Said she later got pregnant. Kelly wanted her to get an abortion. Came from a very Catholic background. I didn't believe in abortion. One night while in a room in Marriott Hotel.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
At least your first time with him was romantic.
Yeah.
During a party.
She tried to call Kelly, but she couldn't reach him. She went through a miscarriage all by herself. I guess it was for the best. I didn't want to go through that abortion.
That sucks.
And then the other woman met Kelly through Geronda Pace, a woman who broke her non-disclosure agreement to speak to the press about her own alleged underage sexual relationship with a singer. She began to spend more time with Pace and Kelly at the singer's mansion in the suburb of Chicago. Report states that her relationship with Kelly turned sexual. She was hired as a personal assistant. She moved into Kelly's home in Atlanta. Then she came home for the holidays, her birthday, and she could always reach her daughter on the phone. But then things changed. In Atlanta, Michelle says her daughter started using a new phone that Kelly had given her, but it wasn't a number I could reach her at. Anytime she tried to call her daughter, Kelly answered. Sometimes she would call back later. I didn't have no number for her. Any number for her. Anytime I need to talk to her.
He had a number. He did that intentionally.
Yeah. I have to go through Kelly, and then he'll say, oh, she's at the mall. She's busy. One time I asked him, he FaceTimed me, and I said, why aren't you letting my daughter come home? And he was like, she don't want to come home. Click. Nigga, you're a liar. Anybody knows me and my daughter? We're best friends. Like, literally, you know?
Well, apparently not.
Great guy.
Well, you don't know him like best everyone else does. Everyone who knows him knows they're best friends.
Hey, did any of you guys lose power?
No. Did you?
No, I did not, but it seems like 140,000 people did.
I had a friend that came over Friday night because he was without power, so...
What's up with losing power around here? Like it happens to everyone once every 3 months. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it was intentional. There were news stories in the morning. Get ready for DTEs beefing up, you know.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
Power outages.
Ask your out-of-state friends how often they lose power.
I haven't lost power in my new house in 2 years.
I know. Must be nice.
When I moved into mine, we used to lose power all the time for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then they came in, cleared out a bunch of trees, put a new line in, and never lost it again.
Huh.
So, yeah, it is just a maintenance issue. For the most part. It's always trees taking something
DTE
out.
Did come and clear a bunch of trees last year. We had a lot of trees.
Well, you see, I have underground power, and it's the worst.
Ooh.
Ooh, nothing. It fucking goes out every like six times a year.
Why, if it's underground?
We're digging a
no
hole?
No idea. I'm in the worst... I'm in the absolute worst neighborhood. It always loses power when everything around us doesn't.
It's just Brandon Luck.
Yeah,
of course.
Luck Brandon.
It never happened until he moved in.
Yeah, first thing when I moved in, the neighbors were like, hey, get a generator, man.
Really?
Because you're going to lose power a lot.
And did you?
Of course. I've lost power so many countless times, and so I've had to buy a pretty nice generator. But the issue is if I'm gone, I'm screwed. So now I got to do the install of a backup. Sub pump.
So. I'll come check it out for you if you're gone.
Appreciate it.
Stormy is coming to town. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Two more gigs shows. At the Penthouse Club. Penthouse Club sneaking in on Truth Detroit there. That's kind of bogue.
They're both on the same strip, aren't
sloppy
they?
Sloppy seconds.
They're both on 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not that far away.
Fight.
So I've heard.
So I've heard.
It's kind of bogus.
What do you mean?
Yeah, surprised you like little strip of whore?
What, you're acting like Truth Detroit wants to have a relationship with her. They're done.
I think they should have had an exclusive.
Well,
maybe if they paid her more.
Yeah, how much did they pay her?
It's getting sound like she didn't want any. It was $3,000, wasn't it?
That's what I can't get over with Trump is...
Your money's on the dresser, baby. I'm done with you.
That was Truth Detroit.
He's a contractor. Why would he pay Stormy all the money at once? Shouldn't he have paid her like... First of all, he should have paid her more. He should have said, look... We'll pay $250 now. We'll pay $250 in 2018.
Who are we talking about?
Trump.
Oh,
we'll pay We'll pay another $100 in 2018, and we'll pay another $100 in 2019.
Yeah.
And then she's got these checks coming,
Like a 5-year contract.
Or they give her $10,000 a month every month to keep shut up.
The way he pays Cohen.
Well, this was all Cohen's idea, right?
What does he pay Cohen a month?
The installments. $35,000.
It's a retainer.
That was his retainer. So you should have kept Stormy on an NDA retainer.
That's a really interesting retainer. Wow. What else does he do?
Nothing. He's a fixer.
For Trump only.
Well, and apparently Hannity. And that Republican guy who was banging the Playboy chick.
By the way, what have they determined anything? Are there any chicks with Hannity?
No.
You know, what is heard anything.
You would think you would hear something there if that was the truth.
I would think so.
By now.
Although there's a lot of things we hear and then we unhear. But, you know, in that case, it was supposed to be something involving real estate. And I still can't get to the bottom of, I don't know who to believe. It was all he does is fix. And then I heard, well, no, he did do real estate stuff. But he's either a client or he's not a client. I don't
Maybe Hannity pays
him. Not pay someone and be their client.
$50,000 a month. So he takes more care of him. Well, he doesn't. Well, apparently. So he says he didn't give him $10.
That's a lot of coin, man.
Rudy Giuliani said something today I thought was really interesting. First of all, he didn't seem to answer. He opened the door to, you know, I've seen a lot of these things, as in non-disclosures. Mm. Don't you wonder?
He probably has a few.
Don't you wonder how many non-disclosures a lot of these wealthy people that we just of see in the news from time to time, how many of them have them with certain, I mean, is that standard with a side piece that
they
rich
act
people
like
just
is.
Give them a big pile of cash?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something to find out about all the non-disclosures that are going on out there?
Jeez, it would take years to go through all of them.
Anyway, Rudy Giuliani, who again has done a wonderful job in the few days he's been there, he had a tough first day. But
it's my first day.
He's compiling the information, and you know, you've got there was sex or there wasn't sex. You got to find out that. You got to find out if they paid her, if Cohen paid her, if Trump paid her, and then when Trump knew.
I do admire that Trump would hire a guy who could learn on the job. That was very nice.
What you want out of a lawyer.
Just so he can learn while he's officially in that capacity.
There are a lot of moving parts
before you hire them.
Anyway, he has to learn those three things. Did they have sex? Did Cohen pay him? Did Trump pay Cohen back?
But does that even matter if they had sex at this point?
No, I'm being facetious. He was acting like, you know, I don't know all the facts yet. There's like three facts to know. I mean, think about it. How much is there to know? This is what drove me crazy about Monica Lewinsky. It's like, why does she have $2 million in legal bills? Mm. What is there to legal around with? What is there? Seriously. I mean, honest to God, it seems if anyone was wronged, it was her. What did she do wrong? She signed that.
So lawyers taking advantage of her.
Right. So anyway, in this case, it's the same thing. It's like, what do you mean you're learning the fact? How many days is it? Why don't you call them, have a 5-minute conversation and find out? It's so dumb. Isn't it just dumb?
Yes.
So anyway, in the course of Giuliani trying to make light of this thing, like, this goes on all the time. You know, I've been an attorney for all my life, and I think he suggested that I know of a lot of these arrangements. And something clicked in. I'm not sure who he's talking. It might have been Jake Tapper. It was somebody. It was on a Sunday morning show. He said something like, does he have any more of these? And Rudy's like, well, I don't know. I'm just getting a hold of the facts.
I'd love to watch that guy speak.
After the tape ran, because this was on CNN later in the day, it's like, oh, I wonder how many of these. I mean, how many of these do you suppose there are? If they paid her off.
Oh, you know there's more than just one.
Karen McDougal was paid by the Inquirer. But there's Barbara Moore, although he didn't pay Did he pay Barbara Moore? No, he didn't.
I don't think so.
Hey, should we call her, by the way, Brandon?
You know,
she banged Vern Troyer, too.
That's insane.
I know.
She hasn't really done much since. Like, I thought she was going to try to explode, Stormy.
She's disappeared. You know she's totally bummed out. She's waiting for our call.
And she tried.
She's the phone going, would that show call me back? I turned him down. I should have talked to him.
We called her when it first broke, and she tweeted a lot. And tried to kind of throw it out there, but nobody cared. Nobody picked up on it. So I actually think she would take our call.
Well, let's ring her up.
Let's see.
I think this is that clip you were talking about here. I think was it with Steffi?
I have no knowledge of that, but I would think if it was necessary, yes. He made payments for the president, or he conducted business for the president, which means he had legal fees, monies laid out, and expenditures, which I have on my bills to my clients.
That was in response to, were there other women?
Yeah, he was very obtuse about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what he knows or doesn't know, but boy, Barbara Moore is putting a lot of stuff out on her Twitter.
Has she recently?
Still, oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's obviously not new.
Just her in a swimsuit.
But what has she put out recently? Because no one's picking up on this. No news. They don't care.
Well, what is it? Just that she had a relationship with her?
Yeah, she liked him.
She banged him at Mar-a-Lago.
Nice.
She banged him in front of her friend.
Yeah. All right, we'll dial her up right now.
Yeah, we talked to her for about a minute, I'd say. And it she didn't want to talk, but it went fairly well.
She's a goofus.
Because I told her I thought she was hot. Mm. She liked that. She's pretty, actually. She's 49 years old, I think. She's very pretty.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic Barbara. Voice message system.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
There she is with half.
Is not available.
She's got a big forehead a little bit, doesn't she?
Please record your message.
Yeah, it's a 5 head.
When you're finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Barbara, this is the Drew and Mike show. We tried to get a hold of you, and It was right after your interview appeared in the, I guess it was in the Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you urged us to get in touch with your attorney. We were unable to, and we thought maybe you're talking a little more now because all the time has passed and maybe he'd given approval. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, call us back if you see the 248 number there. We'd love to talk to you just for a few minutes. You're pretty hot. See you.
God bless the United States.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. How much is she tweeting these days? Now, she's still tweeting a few things every day. It's kind of weird thing, imagining a 49-year-old former Playboy model on Twitter. What purpose does that serve?
That's where she gets her news.
Probably to plug in the appearances she has coming up.
But she's trying to sell shit, like signed
her
pictures.
Panties?
Yeah. I don't know, probably.
She tries to sell a ton of stuff.
Pictures?
Yeah.
That's right. What
signed
some of that
stuff.
Who wants to buy that?
Oh, a picture of herself?
Yeah, a picture of, like, here's
dumb
one. She's got the Playboy.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
A December of 1992 Playboy Playmate Barbara Moore swimsuit edition. And she signed it, and it's only $20. And she's selling it on eBay. She sells a ton of stuff on eBay.
Wasn't there a bunch of stuff that wasn't bought? So she has sold it, you said.
Yeah, because some stuff. She tweets people like this dude right here. He bought one.
Because at the time, remember, there was stuff that was not bid on.
Okay,
at
what
all.
Is that guy going to do with that?
Nobody wants any of it. Here, she does do Throwback Thursday, where she puts up a picture of her when she was hotter, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of a bummer?
Fake as hell.
Yes.
Nobody gave a shit about your Twitter until you did Throwback Thursday because they don't want to see your current pictures.
There is somebody else Trump-related we need. Is that your phone? Or is that the... Oh. There's somebody else Trump-related we should call is Lou Ferrigno. Did you see the big news with Lou?
What's up with Lou?
He's been added to Trump's presidential council on sports, fitness, and nutrition along with Dr. Oz.
I'm sure Lou will be a great addition.
Dr. Oz. I think Lou's a much better addition than Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz just...
So. Bill Belichick's on it, too.
Make sure their dumps are S-shaped and everything.
That's right.
Here's another Throwback Thursday picture of Barbara.
Herschel Walker's
much
on
hotter
it.
There. Yeah, well, she's still good-looking.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's only 49.
There's a five head going on, though. Wow, I didn't notice that, Jim.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's kind of bumming me
too.
Out.
I think she saw all of Stormy's opportunities right now. Stormy is just raking in the dough. She's the number one porn star on Pornhub and YouPorn and all the different
Barbara
sites.
Barbara doesn't have any porn, though. She needs to fuck some people on camera.
I understand, but also, she's on Saturday Night Live. She's doing all these shows, and she's charging out the wazoo. She's on 60 Minutes. She's doing all these interviews.
You don't get money for that, though.
I think Barbara Moore wanted to jump on this bandwagon, and nobody cared.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think you're right.
There's nothing illegal about it.
No.
There's no story there.
It was clear that she liked Trump, too. I mean, she didn't say anything bad about him other than that, well, she sort of didn't tell her about Marla Maples. And
look at that four, five.
Apparently,
right there.
She looks pretty good in that picture, though. She apparently was unable to read the newspaper because he was engaged to Marla Maples the whole time they were having the affair.
Did you see the Stormy Daniels Twitter battle with Roseanne Barr?
Oh, jeez. Why would Roseanne even write back?
How does Stormy Daniels have the energy for this stuff? Honestly.
How much energy is a Twitter? Because nothing, it's the one thing that's admirable about her. She doesn't care what you say about her.
Yeah, she does. She comes back to people all the time.
Well, yeah, come back, but I don't think, okay. Well, I didn't think she
No,
really
she does.
Cares.
She tries to out sort of you on Twitter. She tries to sort of out troll people, out troll trolls.
She needs to block them like Rachel Dolezal.
I don't think she wants to block him. I think she enjoys it. I think she and Trump might be a nice couple. They like fighting.
So Roseanne naturally points out about how Stormy Daniels, you know, follow Stormy Daniels so you can stay informed of what's important in our country. Her point being that, yes, you turn on CNN throughout the day, all day long, it's Stormy Daniels, Michael.
All Stormy all day.
It really is.
Yeah, it
is. It's quite annoying. And then she said something about Stormy Daniels has more followers than me. Bye, Twitter.
Sounds like Drew.
So there.
Oh, Roseanne says she has more followers than she has.
Stormy Daniels has more than Roseanne. Yeah. So she said, "Bye, Twitter."
Fuck this.
So then Patricia Arquette jumped in this other battle about this woman who was ragging Stormy Daniels for, you know, not being classy, and to which Roseanne Barr responded, "She's known for anal porn scenes." But what's funny is Stormy just wrote, I don't even do anal movies, you ignorant twat. That's like saying you're only known for your beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
She's done anal, hasn't she?
And then another person tweets, not a big fan of that, Roseanne, but Pornhub is filled with anal scenes of you at Stormy Daniels. Not true. I've done over 200 movies in over the last 15 years. Only one scene with my husband was anal, so get the facts straight. But it doesn't really matter.
Wait, she said there were none. She said
now
she
she's saying there's one. So what's the next one? Yeah. There were three.
She tried using my job as a reason to discredit me, even though it was consensual sexual choices. Do not,
I love when porn people try and defend their profession.
No, and she doesn't seem like the type that normally would. She doesn't seem to care.
Why would she not do anal? Why would she give?
That's what we said about her porn. That's why it was boring.
I don't like seeing that. Anyways,
she doesn't do that much. Anal. I'm not.
I don't want to see that.
Close up.
I won't see that.
I don't know. Somebody's had about 5,000 dicks there. I don't know.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
I'm glad I clicked on the anal for that DVD, though. Remember that deal? You could select, like, blow a load, anal, doggy style. Select the different one, and that was in the anal part. Spank my butt.
Anal will cost you extra.
I still have that somewhere. I think it's in my attic, that
DVD.
Look
at what's become of the news the last month. Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of what else is in the news. Well, I showed you that story. I don't know if you want to talk
about this? Turn this up. Let's see what the latest is.
He's saying he didn't know about it when the payment occurred. He found out about it after the fact.
Stormy herself taking a shot at the president, making a surprise appearance on SNL, and issuing a warning.
I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a-coming, baby.
Ooh, clever.
Jokes aside, Giuliani claims that Daniels' payments were a personal matter to protect the president's family in addition to possible campaign purposes and therefore not against the law. Tom?
Tara, stay with us there. There was also major news made about the Mueller investigation. George asking Giuliani about how they will respond in the event there's a subpoena for President Trump to testify. Let's take a listen.
What happens if Robert Mueller subpoenas the president? Will you comply?
Well, we don't have to. He's the president of the United States. We can assert the same privileges other presidents have.
Now, we know efforts by presidents in the past to fight subpoenas have not been successful, but Giuliani also suggesting President Trump may assert his Fifth Amendment right.
That's right, Tom. Giuliani said the president may invoke his right against self-incrimination. Giuliani said the president still wants to testify, but from the way the special counsel's office has been acting, it's convincing him that he shouldn't let his client do it. Tom?
Tara Palmieri handling all those new...
Go into what I've recorded and look at the last CNN. It catches up with Giuliani mid... I think he's mid-interview with George... And it is so all over the place. I think that's at CNN Newsroom. Hopefully. Go to the beginning. I don't know what is going on here. I feel like Giuliani should be the fuck off TV, if you ask me. I thought he'd be a real addition. I mean, I thought he would help Trump.
Yeah,
I don't think he's helping too much.
Well, no, because he's kind of a bulldog.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, asking, you know, this whole thing about how apparently when he spoke to Sean Hannity, he didn't know what Trump had said.
Of course not.
How could he not know that? That was all he needed to know. Anyway, okay. Go ahead.
Because they...
Not a campaign contribution, because it would have been done. It's history now because it wasn't a campaign, anything.
But let me just, because you say it's history, when did the president first learn that Stormy Daniels wanted money to keep quiet about the relationship?
Don't know, and doesn't matter to me. What matters to me are two things. There are two relevant legal things, which is what my job is. Number one, it was not a campaign contribution because it would have been done anyway.
That's right.
This is the kind of thing that I've settled for celebrities and famous people, every lawyer that does that
kind
of work
has. That's when I get interested.
Thank you.
And number two, even if it was considered a campaign contribution, it was entirely reimbursed out of personal funds, which I don't think we'll even get to because the first one's enough. So
that's right.
Well, case closed for Donald Trump. And I think for Michael Cohen, who I think, got a big boost with Judge Ellis's comments the other day.
But let's try, on the other day, you also told BuzzFeed, though, that at some point after the 2016 election, Michael Cohen had complained to some people that he hadn't been paid by Donald Trump. And that so then you said Cohen met with Trump and told him, and Giuliani said that we'll cover your expenses. They worked out this $35,000 a month retainer after that. So the president did know about this after the campaign.
I can't say that. I mean, at some point, yes, but it could have been recently. It could have been a while back. Those are the facts that we're still working on. And that, well,
how long
did
it take to get these facts?
Dispute. This is more rumor,
especially
than
when you're a lawyer.
Well,
that's what you said. You said that to BuzzFeed.
But here's the I mean, that's one of the possibilities and one of the rumors. The reality is,
you stated it as fact.
Well, maybe I did, but I was, right now I'm at the point where I'm learning, and I can only, I can't prove that. I can just say it's rumor. I could prove it's rumor, but I can't prove it's fact. Yeah, maybe we will.
I'd love to watch that guy speak.
You said, as a matter of fact, on Hannity and BuzzFeed, you talked to the Washington Post about it.
I don't know. How do you separate fact and opinion?
Well, it's
when I state an opinion, I'll say, this is my opinion, and when I state a fact, I'll say
this is a fact. You said the president worked out a retainer agreement with Michael Cohen after the election, order to repay him. Settlement to Stormy Daniels.
The second part of it, the last part of it.
Sounds
like
you're straining to do some explaining.
Expenses, which turns out to have included this one to the woman that you saw on Saturday Night Live last night, trying to make more money. And now our NDA with her seems to be irrelevant because she wants to break it up because she wants to make a lot more money than $130,000. I never thought $130,000. I know this sounds funny to people there at home. I never thought $130,000 was a real payment. It's a nuisance payment. When I settled this when it was real or a real possibility, it's a couple million dollars, not $130,000.
But
people don't go away from $130,000 of a meritorious
You did
claim.
Call it a settlement payment. The president did make these payments to Michael Cohen over the course of 2017.
Pause for a second.
According to you, then why did on April
1st? You see what I'm talking about, though? There's a lot of spin going on here.
Yeah. And he intentionally didn't say her name, like that girl on
the girl on Saturday Night Live. She's trying to make more money. You know,
There is a little bit of truth to that because that was shopped around, and that was kind of the best deal she got was to just shut up.
And honestly, I think the reason I'm finding her annoying is, you know, I'm like anybody else. It'd be kind of nice to know what really happened here, just because all this time's been spent on it, and he's the president.
You've
and
thought about it this much. You want to know what happened.
It's the president and a porn star. He fucked her. We know that. I mean, it's prurient. Of course we want to know.
Doesn't seem obvious that Michael Cohen paid her from Trump, and Trump repaid him.
It would seem pretty obvious to me. I don't know what's so complicated
about it. To keep
her to
shut up because of the election.
And they've raided his office. They've got all his.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna. It seems like we're going to know.
The lies just keep piling up and piling. There was the amazing thing when Trump landed after he had that when he was leaving the White House. He had that first press conference. He landed and decided to have another one.
Yeah.
And the reporter said, "Well, why did you say you didn't know about it?" And he's like, "I didn't say that." They have the video of him saying that. I don't understand the spin.
When you go forward
that.
Here, there's a little spin.
It's
there's
real,
some new spin happening.
It's a couple million dollars, not $130,000.
But you,
people
you
don't
did,
go away from $130,000.
You're a real beauty.
You did
claim.
Call it a settlement payment. The president did make these payments to Michael Cohen over the course of 2017, according to you. Then why did, on April 5th, why did the president deny any knowledge of the payments when, in fact, he had made
the payments? Well, I don't know when the president learned about it. He could have learned about it after or not connected to the whole thing at that time.
Could have.
The reality is, those are not facts that worry me as a lawyer. What said to the press. That's political. What matters to me as a lawyer is
to the press.
I don't know. You know a few presidents who did that. I don't think this president has done that. But in any event, that's
that
not
a good
crime.
Line.
The crime is, was it a campaign contribution? Not a campaign contribution.
Get back that up. 100%. What did he say?
He's referring to Clinton.
What exactly was he?
Well, I don't know.
He knows people that
I don't
have
know
done
when
that.
The president would have learned about it. He could have learned about it after.
Lying.
Or not connected the whole thing at that time. The reality is, those are not facts that worry me as a lawyer. Those don't amount to anything, what is said to the press. That's political. What matters
it's
to me
okay
as a lawyer
to lie
is...
to the press?
To lie to the press.
I don't know. You know a few presidents who did that. I don't think this president has done that.
That is
but in
point.
Any event, that's not the crime. The crime is, was it a campaign contribution? Not a campaign contribution. 100%. People want to avoid that conclusion because it gets them out of trouble, And it makes the whole investigation and the tactics that were used by the prosecutors totally repugnant. The reality is, here's the test, not of Michael Avenatti, not of me, but of the Campaign Finance Commission. If it could be for any other purpose, even if the purpose is campaign, any other purpose, if a man buys a suit, if a woman buys a dress, it cannot be considered a campaign contribution. Now, this was for another purpose, to protect him, to protect his family. It may have involved the campaign, doesn't matter. And it would have been done under any other circumstances if there was no campaign.
If that's the case, then why wasn't
that? And I can prove that it has been done on numerous times, not necessarily with President Trump, but with many other people that I and other lawyers
like who?
Have represented.
If it could.
All right, well, wow. Stormy Daniels.
She looks good in that picture.
God bless the United States.
It's my favorite.
I think that that little line about, you know, presidents, I have a feeling there will be a lot of reflecting back to Clinton.
Oh, do you think?
But aren't you surprised?
That's all you ever hear about.
I haven't heard it that much. I'm surprised they don't do it more because this is a one-time, well, why Trump is denying he had sex with her, I can't fucking imagine. Do you think she has proof? Because remember the DVD he said, well, he
right. I think she can describe his penis, but...
What are they going sure? to go many... to court and make him expose his dick?
What does it matter? does it matter if she had sex with him?
I don't think
it matters.
Well,
it matters
if
one
she
bit.
Didn't, but I think
he says he didn't.
Why would it matter if she didn't? They still paid her to not tell the story. I mean, it'd be ludicrous to think that she
why
didn't.
Why would she tell
would
a story
him?
If she didn't have sex
well,
with
well,
him?
Well, why would you pay? Of course. Yeah, but that's what he's saying. That's their line.
No, I know.
That it's a fake lie and it's a story and they paid her to keep quiet.
But I thought the reference back to Clinton lying was interesting because I just haven't heard as many. Clinton was big during the campaign because of the grab him by the pussy and bringing the Clinton victims to the debate.
Why can't they both be bad? I hate this whole, well, what about this side? Your side's wrong.
They are both bad. There's no question about that. But I think to try and remind people that this was, he was lying about somebody current while he was fucking an intern in the White House. Hmm. Also assaulting women who claimed they were sexually assaulted. This is someone who consensually had sex with him. Well, she says she had sex with him.
I mean, if she did, it was consensual.
So I'm surprised. I think the Clinton line is going to become more prominent. That I've seen it. That isn't the only place I saw it today. But I hadn't. When were you hearing so much about Clinton? I hadn't heard much
about
Clinton.
Straight out of the playbook to always point back to the Clintons.
But I haven't heard it that much lately. It seemed like it was more during the campaign when the grab her by the pussy thing came out.
If anything, I've heard more about Hillary and her emails, and she was lying about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not
as
much
far as
about,
as far as the investigation. Yeah. Why me when she did this?
Yep. She's still going to jail. They're going to get her.
Yeah.
Still people thinking.
Lock her up. Wouldn't that be funny if they perp walked her?
Like, I was picturing Game of Thrones.
Cersei?
Yeah,
oh,
Cersei.
Gross.
Shame.
With their shirt off and everyone's like, shame.
Nude.
Shame.
Ugh, spitting on her.
Monster, Bush, and Fupa.
Ugh.
And I haven't given up on her yet.
Crooked Hillary.
Let me explain why buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInADee.com is different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a few bucks a month. The sub sandwich, of course, that Maz lost that deal over. He's still smarting. Not as much as from the shoveling, but I think that really hurt him. We could do that too, but that's not the best way to deliver their customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees. They realize happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic. A well-rounded experience, not just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, one-timer. So shop around. If you must, then come see the people at Zot, whether it's Dodge or the other Zot locations. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, kick back, enjoy some coffee, whatever. They're the dealer that genuinely cares at Zot Dodge. And all the Zot locations, only from your friends at DealsInADee.com. And we are, of course, in the DealsInADee.com studios. I don't think I said what's popping today, by the way.
Well, we didn't clap either, like next year.
Oh,
I don't think we said we were in the DealsInADee.com studios either.
We better start over.
I guess so.
Yeah, let's just start this shit over.
And Luke Nowacki reminding you of all the volatility lately and how much it does not bother him. And if it bothers you, maybe you should talk to him. He can coach you through it or maybe even help you make some money. Call
I love that person.
If you have concerns over your investments or your 401k or anything in your financial world, call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 or email at lnowacki@jhnetwork.com. Luke's been doing this for 19 years. He's worked through some of the horrible periods we've had, the dot-com collapse, the 9/11 downturn, the financial collapse of 08-09. He can help you presently. He will make it all about you, sweetheart. If you have trouble paying your bills, if you're making money, but you have, for whatever reasons, you're always on the, you're always struggling, maybe you should sit down with Luke and get some guidance and figure out what you need to do to pay yourself first, as they say. Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700, source Yahoo Finance. And that's that. Back of the deals of the.com's deals. I can't remember. I'm asking, did we talk about 105.1 before the show?
I don't remember.
Well, we haven't talked about it on the show.
I didn't think we had. Somebody, I've had a few complaint emails.
What?
That they've played Kanye West over the weekend on 105.1.
Well, I'm wondering if it's just for their morning show.
Yeah, I guess that's... As Joanna told us.
Which I believe it is.
That's not how it's being taken.
No, you're right.
On any of the... And it's getting a ton of publicity,
oh,
by the way.
Nationwide.
So there's confusion.
Well, now you know what they're going to talk about tomorrow morning.
Well, it shows you how news works. I mean, there's something local, and they still don't get the whole story
straight.
Nobody
gets
the
story,
and then by
the
time it gets national, it's so watered down.
And the fact that it's a bit anyway.
I know.
It's not a real thing.
I can't decide if it's worth it or not, or if it's just dumb.
It'd be really funny if they trolled people tomorrow and just paid, like, Chris Brown and R. Kelly played a lot of those songs. And Death Row Records.
Yeah.
I know. It is really silly when you start...
Anybody that's had been convicted of a crime.
When you start suggesting that someone is so horrible you can't play their music, and then there are other people out there that are worse, it does generate a bit of a hypocrisy. Yeah. Especially with the R. Kelly thing so out there. But I don't know, do they play R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
I think
hell
so.
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, I've heard I Believe I Can Fly, I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Chris Brown, too.
I'm sure they play Chris Brown. Because Usher with his herpes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because people were so upset about the girl with the Chinese dress she wore to the prom.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
A Utah teen's decision to wear a traditional Chinese-inspired dress. She bought it at a secondhand store, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought the store should have been in trouble, too.
Definitely, yeah. You can't sell that to someone that shouldn't be wearing it.
This threw some Americans into a tizzy over cultural appropriation. By the way, is the term cultural appropriation, is this something that really should concern a lot of people?
No.
Is this...
No.
Because I never heard this term until PC culture came in, and virtually every time I hear it, I find myself saying, that's stupid.
It's so dumb.
I mean, is there a time where you say, oh, that's terrible, a cultural appropriation. I feel horrible about that.
And it'd be different if the girl posted the picture with a dress and doing this, you know?
The
only guy that ever did that was Forgiven.
I know, you're right.
Baseball player.
Yu Darvish didn't even care.
Yu Darvish, no. That's right.
Guriel.
Well,
who's
the guy who did it?
Yuri Guriel.
But it turns out people from mainland China are supportive of Keziah Dom's use of the traditional Shenzhuang or Qipaniu, which drew an uproar when she posted a photo of her red dress on Twitter last
month. That's a great name.
I said that the whole society thinks they're supposed to be upset about it, and they blow it. They're
but
really not
that
upset.
Aren't
they're
even Chinese are upset about
it. Oh, and those
Do you know
are the people.
This dress worth?
People that are more upset.
Why doesn't matter?
Why can't people just respond to their own issues?
Oh,
why do they get upset on behalf of other people? Anyway, ChinaDaily.com reported that she
Great
was lauded.
Second Chinese
I always enjoy ChinaseDaily.com. I think they're the authority on issues like this. They reported that Dom was lauded on the Chinese social media website Weibo.
Yeah, it's their Twitter.
Weibo, one of my favorite sites also, when I'm interested in a story like this, Weibo. Where many complimented the dress and stamped out any negative suggestions of cultural insensitivity. It is not cultural appropriation, it's cultural appreciation, Wuyiya wrote.
It's not even that. It's just buying a dress.
It's just a dress. It's just a nice-looking dress that she thought she'd look nice in.
Can people living in the U.S. let the girl know that many Chinese people think she looks stunning in this beautiful dress? User Xinhua Nacha told the Weibo World, as a Chinese, we're all very proud and delighted to share our cultural fashions with anyone around the world. We all support her.
Next!
Vlogger Winston Sirzel, in a YouTube video posted Wednesday, walks through a street in China asking people whether it's okay if foreign women wear the kipao while showing them a photo of a woman of the woman wearing the dress. Totally okay. It has a retro sort of classic feel. Another woman looking at the photo says, it looks really good on her. The South China Morning Post quoted someone in the Wexyu City News as saying, really, don't understand the people who are against her. They are wrong. The person had an invitation. I suggest the Chinese government, state television, or fashion company invite her to China to display her new dress. She looks wonderful.
Display her like an animal.
Yeah, put her in a cage.
Display her.
I'm angry
like
at all the
white girl.
I'm angry at all the children in Africa that are wearing the wrong Super Bowl shirts.
Like those, 1989 Pistons World Champs.
Exactly. Because those are
88.
That's our American shirts. They shouldn't be wearing them.
So why did this ever get any attention?
Make rage.
In the first place. It's so make fucking rage. Dumb. Everyone thought it was dumb.
I was watching
rage, rage, fucking rage. That's bullshit.
The Nashville Predators game yesterday, the national anthem was a disaster. Did you see that?
Oh, well, they fucked up one line.
And in the crowd, there was because it was Cinco de Mayo, some people wearing Mexican mustaches and a sombrero. And all I can think of is, oh, someone's going to be pissed about that.
People have been. I've seen a story about it. Or I saw someone on Facebook
wearing
complaining.
That for a Cinco de Mayo?
Someone I know that has great-grandparents that are from Mexico. Why is it okay that people dress like this on Cinco de Mayo?
Because it is.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's just
fun.
I know. I wanted to, but I don't respond to those people. I'm not going to make a comment. I'm not going to start a fight. I just say, you're fucking dumb.
No, you're an idiot. Next.
And I'll still hang out with her. I'll still see her and fine. I just don't give a shit. I just won't talk about that.
She sounds hot.
It really bothered her?
She's not.
Did it really bother her?
No, it did not really. No, she's lying. She probably, I bet she doesn't even remember it right now.
No, she remembers it.
Bullshit.
She's very.
Rachel Dolezal, there's some cultural.
Yeah, that's probably the only one. You haven't watched that, Rachel Dolezal?
You gotta watch
it. I've seen the doc. No,
Rachel Divide.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good for so many reasons.
And her kids. I feel so bad for her kids. Her kids seem like such good kids.
Her 13-year-old kid I feel really bad for.
And he's been in the house all summer because he doesn't want to hear people messing with him.
Yeah, no, I know.
He doesn't want people giving him shit.
He doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
She can't move because of his dad.
Oh, is that why? See, I didn't get that far. Yeah.
What does the dad have to do with it?
They share custody, so she can't move out of state.
What do you think Trump's approval rating is right now?
56. 38.
Isn't it the highest it's been?
56.
It's higher than it was. I don't.
41 then?
44.
44.
44, okay.
It was 37 in December. And his.
Which one? Who's doing this one? Just out of curiosity.
How many different ones are
wasn't
there?
The one, what's the one where he's always the highest?
Rasmussen.
It's not Rasmussen.
Okay, that's what I was going on. That's why I said 56.
Say it was,
doesn't matter.
Star.
It was a Harris poll.
It wasn't a Harris poll. We do it ourselves.
Star Magazine?
Yeah, it was Star Magazine. No, it was Star Magazine. I don't remember. I'd never seen it. I actually looked, which I usually don't. And it was nothing I recognized, but I knew it wasn't the really high one typically. And they quoted a couple other polls too.
His approval from black males has doubled since Kanye wore the hat.
I read that
from 11% to 22%, according to Gallup.
Wow! Yeah,
no, it's 100% true.
Well, unemployment is going to come in at 3.8, which is the lowest in 50 years. GDP is above expectation. So I don't know if that matters in terms of, of course it matters with his approval rating. But anyway, the conversation I was listening to, they were saying why he's talking about anything but these numbers is.
Exactly, because he can't help himself. That's all he should be talking. The economy's great. He should be talking about that.
They were actually saying,
period. But
he should just go to Mar-a-Lago and be unseen and occasionally tweet
and
just spit these numbers out as they come in. But,
but you know he won't.
No, I don't think he will. Why he would answer any questions about Stormy Daniels, I
because he can't
don't
help
know
himself.
And whether
it's
the
frustrating,
it's and then Rudy Giuliani. This I really, I really, and I'm I'm not going to give myself a thanks for listening to the podcast because I said it. I really thought Rudy Giuliani was a good thing. I thought, oh, here's a guy that's sort of a bulldog type. Yeah. He's a lawyer. And then immediately the first thing he says.
But when the lies are so stupid.
I thought, you know,
how is he going to win? How would Rudy Giuliani come out ahead?
Let's just start here because I'm curious what you thought. When Rudy said, well, yeah, he reimbursed him. He reimbursed Comey, or he reimbursed Cohen on Sean Hannity.
Yeah, which is a big problem.
Well, I personally thought, oh, okay, they're correcting it now, thinking that if they correct it later, it'll just be messier. And so they're just sort of how you dribs and drab, you sort of let things out. You know how when you fuck up in that world, maybe you let it out in bits and pieces so that maybe later it doesn't all explode at once. And I thought, oh, they're correcting this now. They're going to fix this and... You know, he'll say, oh, I wasn't aware of my record keeping or something stupid like that. But no, the next day he says, no, he was wrong. That's not right.
Mm.
So it immediately becomes a pretty major disaster because, I don't know, what did you think when Giuliani said that on hand?
Well, that's been the whole talk about where did the money come from. Was it from him or was it from Cohen?
Well, Cohen made the payment. They're even showing.
No, I know, but if he wasn't.
He did have a home equity loan of some kind at that time.
Yeah, but if he wasn't repaid for it.
Well, like but
if he did
Giuliani,
it all on himself, then the campaign is fine.
But Giuliani was suggesting that he did pay him back. They're not. I mean, they have Cohen's records. They have everything. So how could they possibly say anything? But why?
The truth.
Anybody knows that nobody makes a $130,000 payment for a client. That's ridiculous.
Of course. That's why the lies in the beginning were ridiculous.
So I thought that Giuliani was just correcting it, and that was the way it was going to be done, and they would just sort of hope it.
It seems like the new spin now is that, well, you know, he didn't know about it. Cohen just pays off people.
He has this crazy
them.
Retainer, and it makes up for everything.
That is even dumber.
No, I'm not sure if it happened. Like, he's not even saying
he just
didn't
found
know.
Out about the payment like last week.
Well, he could have. Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
This retainer talk, though. This idea that he pays him $35,000 a month, and so, well, that would cover it in a few months anyway. So what are we talking about? I mean, he just didn't know what it was for. He just knows he's paying him a high retainer, and Cohen covers all his shit.
Yeah, so you just trust him to pay off. Who does that?
I would think it would be a single line item.
And so wait, his
bill
retainer?
For payment to Stormy Daniels. I wouldn't even think the payment would be made until he paid.
So his retainer is only to pay back? Stormy
to
Daniels.
Pay off all his non-disclosures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, he pays. Look, if my non-disclosures
the only
run
legal
above
work he does.
If my non-disclosures run above $35,000 a month, let me know.
And I'll pay you 50.
Meanwhile, you just negotiate them and let me know how they are later when I have time.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, so many lies and so many spin.
What was the story about a home? Did you hear about a home equity loan for $774,000?
Cohen, is that the one on his wife's parents' place in Trump Tower? I know it's hard to follow.
I think that may be what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I just saw that amount
and where that came from. Yeah,
is that the total amount owed though? Maybe he took
how much he took.
I thought he got the cash out of it from her parents. They have a condo in
right.
I was power. Just call me crazy. I was just thinking that. Oh, maybe there's like five girls, and the total was somewhere around $775,000.
Makes sense.
And, you know, and then...
I don't know. The whole thing is exhausting.
Yeah, I know.
Fake as hell.
It's funny. It is very Clinton-esque in that Trump's people don't seem to give a fuck. I mean, more I hear is, oh, that stupid whore, go away!
Oh, you mean by attacking the other person?
No, they just... It's like... the economy's good, and she's a whore, and who cares?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the Trump.
Once again, like Nixon, the cover-up is way worse than the crime. Way worse.
I mean, the whole thing is so dumb. They had consensual sex. I don't know.
He never needed to pay her off.
He paid her off. I know. I don't know why he needed to pay her off. But then this whole idea that she wants to tell her story is like, really? She really wants to tell her story? Okay, so she tells her story. And then it's like, okay, now what's the problem? It seems like she's still so mad at him.
Well, that's funny, too. The problem is who paid her, period, regardless of what had happened. Everything else is all red herring and distraction.
Well, if it's not a campaign violation, if it is a campaign violation, what is the penalty for that? He's got a clean record. It's not like Trump
has
a big pile of...
Does it have to be on the news every day, though?
Yeah, because that's what people want to see.
Who wants to see it?
The people that watch
the
these
people
shows.
That watch it.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
You know what's interesting, though? No, I agree with you, Brandon.
Because it's sex.
Because I have CNN on a lot just during the day, just sort of in the background. So it does sort of pound into my head, and then it starts to just sort of I get dreamweavered after a while because it just gets so silly. It's like there's a media pile of, what, 1,000 people who it's all they care about, and they've been lied to, and they want it fixed, and it's not consistent, and this is our job. And but, yeah, everybody else, I don't know. I think people do care, but if you notice, if you look at the numbers for those shows, at night Laura Ingraham, I think her audience is 3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was more than that for some reason. It's really not that many people.
No.
What is
I mean, to be who are really intimately involved in knowing every minute what's going on, what the latest is, it's not that many
people. What does Maddow have now? Which, by the way, watch the first 5 minutes of her show, and you will space out. It is the most space out thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't understand. Is she number one still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she? Because Laura Ingraham's audience has gone up from 2.5 to 3 million in spite of David Hogg wanting her to be off TV, which is not going to happen, I guess. What's up with Hogg lately, by the way?
You know what? I checked his
Facebook. He was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
He was?
Oh, yeah.
You
didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, the best. You didn't see any of the photos?
No.
Oh, my God. You should look at the photos because everybody's smiling. You know, it's nerd prom. Everyone's having a great time. And Hogg's just like, stone face.
Hey, if
serious.
You're out there, fuck you.
Stone face serious.
He's got his notepad out. Is he taking notes?
Yeah. At the White House Correspondents'
He's taking notes about the jokes.
But this is the big problem with him. The guy can never have fun or relax. It's like you're at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is the one time Washington's supposed to be like chill or relaxed. And look how serious he is there, Drew.
That picture.
Oh, my God.
What type of shitty person?
It's on the red carpet.
That?
Hey, when you see your friend shot, we'll see if you ever laugh again.
What was my question about David Hogg?
It just doesn't seem terribly relatable.
What was there a big to-do over the... Did you hear people marching out of school in favor of the Second Amendment?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How big a deal was that? Because I barely saw anything about it.
I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a thing. I saw it on the news.
I watch a lot of TV. I've barely seen it reported on.
Watching too much CNN?
Yeah, apparently.
Are there... Yeah, I guess so. Was it a small number of schools?
You know what? I'm curious.
I just heard about the one Michigan school. It was in
Grand
Ledge.
One school?
That's the one I heard about.
Oh, okay. So around here, there weren't schools where people were.
Well, if they were, then no one's reporting it.
Well, I wouldn't be. I mean, honestly, I don't think we want schools spilling their students out every month. Why there was a why there was a second one for the march on or whatever the hog cause is, I don't know why there had to be two of them. The hog cause. What else to call it? There was the Columbine anniversary was like 3 weeks after the hog thing. And that seemed dumb to me. Because if we're worried about safety and kids, then it seems like them just spilling out of school is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, stand for the second is what it was. 500 schools.
Across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't that many.
No, I wouldn't think
so. I would
have thought
it'd been more. Because the numbers on the, you know, when they were talking about kids who favored gun control versus the Second Amendment, somehow they set that poll up. I don't remember exactly how it was worded. I was surprised to read that it was like 50% supported Hogg. Well, not Hogg, but Hogg's. whatever, you know what I mean. And 37% did not, and they were very pro-Second Amendment. And I was shocked to see the number was that close.
I'm not shocked at all by that.
Everything seems to be split 40-40
no matter what, and then the other 20 float around.
Generally speaking, but just because of recent events, I would have thought it would have been higher. Kids are very easily influenced, too. But, you know, if you have parents. And then it seemed like they all were marching with the march, the hog march, seemed to attract everyone's attention. You didn't hear about kids that refused to leave the school because I'm a Second Amendment kid.
Well, and it looks like it happened in Wyandotte, too, but there were only two students.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Come on.
And what's the deal with
the 16 minutes? What's wrong with the other people? They
want
to stay in class?
Why'd it have to be 16 minutes?
There's got to be a meaning.
It's a good question. Yeah, well, when it was the hog thing, his class was out there forever, and they were going on and on. That's when that girl was saying, well, until black and brown people are treated fairly by the police. And it's like, wait a second, what are we talking about now? And then they were popping off about all these things from the stage that have nothing to do with Parkland shooting.
They had their big prom over the weekend, by the way, Parkland.
And Hogg, did he go with his boyfriend?
With Cameron.
Or was that fake?
That's fake.
Did anybody get upset about that joke, by the way? Because I would have thought a lot of people would have thought that was very funny.
Some people on Twitter did, which just shows you, once again, how stupid it is, and somebody will be mad about something.
That's when I like Twitter.
Yeah, if it agrees with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
As dumb as it is.
It's all stupid.
No, it was a dumb thing, though. That just shows what a horrible sense of humor he has. That was so unfunny.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like
he looked serious in that, too.
And they looked like the most awkward gay couple, if they were a gay couple, which I guess they were not a gay couple.
Well, because he never has fun.
I don't think...
Not anymore.
Does anyone...
I mean, even his orgasms are probably angry.
Does anyone think that he's gay, by the way?
Hogg?
Yeah. Is he gay?
I don't know.
Because his father said, oh, that was... David doesn't have romantic feelings towards Cameron.
Yeah.
And it was rather than saying
Cameron,
you know,
is gay, though.
My son's not gay. Cameron is gay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was well out of the closet. I thought.
And okay. Emma is bi, right?
Yeah, bisexual. I don't know why we have to know these kids' sexual orientations.
Isn't it kind of weird she's 14 years old and we know that she's bisexual?
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
I'm starting to think in 10 years that about half the country will be heterosexual, 25% will be gay, and 25% will be bi.
No, but then there's not just bi and gay. Curious. There's all the other terms, too.
Yeah, trans will be 5. Maybe hetero will be like
30. You could be trans and be straight or gay. I mean, that's gender versus sexuality.
I just meant trans as in changing sexual orientation. That's all I meant.
And what's the new one? The new what's her name? It just came out. Miley Cyrus said she was
idiot.
Pansexual.
Pansexual. Well, there was a new one. Monet. Yeah.
Monet. I said she's pansexual.
Well, yeah. Now it's LGBTQIA. That's
what they're keeping more
lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer. Intersex and is it ally?
Ally, yeah.
What's ally?
Remember we interviewed somebody about that and they said it on. I go, we were like, what are the A? And they said, ally. I said, okay, I guess we're A's then because we were bummed. This is back at 105.1.
Yeah, I don't think I ever knew what that meant.
They also want to add another A for asexual and another Q for questioning.
Oh my God, why can't A
go ahead?
Just be-
asexual, why do you even care? Why would you need a designation? You shouldn't care.
Exactly. It's so nauseating. And
I don't
then
want
people
sex.
Get upset if you. This person's pansexual.
Yeah, but people
and you
get
called him gay, and I'm not gay.
And people get upset just because they're doing that anyway. Everyone's upset about everything. Who gives a shit?
I am back in my day, it was just LGB.
I still
if that makes
want,
them feel good. Fine, whatever.
I still want my heterosexual parade.
Yeah, there's no H in there. Why isn't there an H?
Celebrate
in there?
The penis.
Hell
entering the vagina.
We do every day. I do.
Whatever. BJ's. All things heterosexual need to be celebrated.
Well, BJs
can
be...
I don't think there's any heterosexual pride whatsoever. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, we should start
that. I don't want to go to a parade. You want a parade?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. I just want to see...
Gay.
I want to be in a group that marches for some reason.
Go ahead. Find something to march for. What do you want to march for? What's bothering you?
I don't know. I don't think there's any heterosexual pride.
I'm a white straight male.
You could
totally
have one
fine.
for whatever you are now. You're not part of the human race. You're different species.
That's right.
Or whatever.
You resigned.
Non-species.
That's true. Well, I guess
just
won't be any parades in the near future.
No, but you can have one with other non-species.
That's true. I'd like to see my sexuality celebrated, though, even if it's just watching on TV.
It is.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Parade?
We just watch Stormy Daniels porn.
I don't like
that. That wasn't a celebration.
I want to see a parade.
I was participating.
Nobody wants to see a parade. Parades are terrible.
With a big giant penis going through a big giant.
You've been to one of those.
Drew blows on it.
Been to one.
No, that was a gay parade.
Amsterdam.
That was a gay parade.
Well, how do you know the difference if you see a giant cock floating down the street
of
parade?
It had a cock ring on it, and there were dudes dancing
around. No, I know, but
it.
You just said you want to see a giant penis on a parade. So which...
No, I want to see it entering something.
Well, how do you know it's not a butthole?
It's not going to be a butthole.
Which, how do you know
you
it's not
the
it could be
a
woman's
a
butthole anyway?
Very obvious.
Well, we'll make it
a
we'll
hetero
make it
parade.
A...
Hetero people will be making the float.
Yeah.
No heteros want to be.
God, you're making this so hard. You have no hetero pride whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. No, I think Mark's honest that the heteros just don't care. We don't want to do it. Too lazy. Heteros are lazy.
Plus,
we're watching
a
hetero parade.
No, well, I don't want to watch any parade.
this is what Drew wants to see right here. He wants to see big old vaginas, and then
yeah,
why did
like
to block
that.
It out? Come on,
it was on television when Tosh.0 did that.
That's not bad.
They should have had the pinky out. Put the butthole in there.
Dudes with their
and then they bring a fist
off.
In.
I know.
A bunch of dudes with their shirts.
8 dudes with their shirt off.
Why do they have their shirts off?
Well, it's a gay parade.
On? Okay. Oh, no. It's a gay parade.
No, oh, it's a fist now.
No, basically they're making fun of these soccer fans who had
penis going in the mouth.
Penis in the mouth of the logo. Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, that's the opponent's logo?
Yeah.
It's a pretty nicely drawn one.
It's well done. They don't have their shirts off, though.
Can we play the audio for that? That's pretty funny.
Well, I wanted to, but it's going to be terrible audio right now. Okay. I almost guarantee it. Here, we'll give it a quick shot.
Oh, is that funny? What shot? Creative fans.
That's too bad.
Nice quality. I just wanted to say it. I was waiting for you
to pop it up. Those fans went to a lot of trouble to do that.
Yeah. Soccer fans. They always
Wait, what
like
were they
art.
They were singing Hey Jude today after Man City was crowned champions.
Who's the champ?
Pretty sweet. Manchester City.
Manchester?
Yeah. Had one of the best English Premier League seasons ever.
Cool.
Boring. Exactly.
Amen. All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
You got it.
Trudy's back tomorrow. She's trying to get Todd Rundgren.
Margot Kidder tomorrow.
Is Margo coming for sure?
According to Tom's text.
Sweet. What's Margo promoting?
The Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody else available from Comic-Con?
According to Tom's text, just her so far.
Well, Margo, you know, I'm happy for Margo that she's back on her feet and doing her thing.
She had a wacky period for a while.
Yeah, she did. She was, and what was that, the cause of that? Was she bipolar?
I believe so.
Yeah, and untreated for a long time, and... Yeah, there was a really scary situation, but she's back. She's around. I don't know how she's
doing. She do Comic-Con and as in, like, Lois Lane?
I reckon. Yeah.
No,
I don't know what else.
Black Panther.
I didn't know if there was another. I saw the Avengers movie over the weekend. I fucking loved it.
It amazes me how psyched people get for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
The crowds are incredible. Although I saw the guy that made the worst documentary. Oh, no, he made the worst sci-fi movie ever, The Stupid Monsters. That was a really funny documentary. He started traveling around to Comic-Cons, and he said, wow, I don't know how these people do it. Meaning the people that people come to...
Like Lou Ferrigno.
The actors, yeah, he didn't... He said, I would go crazy, because it's just so weird. And then sometimes there's a lot of downtime and a lot of travel, but, you know, it's a way to make a living. A lot of these people, this is how they make their living. End of story. Mm-hmm. Comic-Con after Comic-Con after Comic-Con. So, yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow. And Trudy will be back, and we'll see ya.
Keep it moist.